Friday evening, May 1st, 2009. And we've been hitting bird flu, I'm sorry, swine flu, whatever you want to call it again. I believe now they're saying one type of avian, two type of swine, one type of human flu. It's really not swine flu. It's a combination flu. Looks like, I mean, they haven't found a pig with it. Show me the pig with the swine flu. I'm begging. I mean, you're about to slaughter 350,000 pigs in Egypt. That's a lot of bacon, folks. That's a lot of delicious ham dinners that will not be eaten. Personally, on the holidays, I'm looking forward more to that ham than, say, a turkey or a anything, really. I love the ham. So, you know, we've talked a lot of swine flu, so we've missed a bunch of stories. Now, I think it's really important that we're going to go over the quarantining in Hong Kong. We're going to go over the fear-mongering of, you know, diverting this plane from, I guess it was coming out of Munich, Germany, into Boston Logan because one person looked like they had the sniffles. One person. Oh, no. Oh, no. But I want to talk really briefly, and we're going to take calls throughout the show. The second hour, we're going to have Steve Quayle with us, so that will probably be heavily focused on the swine flu. We're going to take calls basically all evening, 866-582-9933. But I want to talk about the 7/7 bombings. Now, clearly, anybody who has looked into this sees that they are lying yet again about what happened there. It is not a coincidence that Visor Corp is running drills of bombing the same exact train stations at the same exact time. And Peter Powers gets up on Sky Television and BBC Radio and says that the hair is standing up on the back of his neck because we were running a drill of the same exact thing happening at the same exact time. Now, this has kind of been buried, but three cleared of helping July 7th London bombers. Remember, Al-Qaeda's everywhere. They're the enemy. Yet they couldn't even convict these guys in Europe. It's absolutely ridiculous. So I think we need to spend some time on that because today they're showing new pictures of the supposed bombers. And what were they doing? Well, they were rocking Puma shirts, looking absolutely westernized, grabbing snack cakes at a convenience store. Because that's my last meal if I'm a devout jihadist. I'm going for some snack cakes in my hip-hop wear, in my sports gear. That's what I'm doing. And let me see. I have such a big stack of news because we weren't really able to go over some of the other stuff I had yesterday. The Last Supper, chilling new pictures. Like they're chilling. This is a chilling picture right here. A guy walk. Oh, look at that. He is very scary with his hand in his pocket looking in the convenience store to get a little grub. Oh, it's running up my spine right now. Oh, I can't take it. I mean, give me a break. And then they show him checking out again, you know, the patsy checking out. Doesn't know he's about to be blown up. Now here they are wearing their bags, and here's some unseen CCTV footage right here, and they blur out everything right there. See, they're all supposed to be huddled all together right here. Give me a break. You know what I'm going to recommend a film for people. It's about 60 minutes long. It's called 9/11, or not, I'm sorry, not 9/11. It's called 7/7 Ripple Effect, and it really covers all the anomalies in depth. These are the four patsies right here. And just days after they can't convict their quote-unquote accomplices, and this is the kind of evidence that they're showing in court. See the little circle? See that? Yeah, that proves he did it right there. There he is. He did it. Look, see, there's another even smaller circle right here. That also proves they did it. Doesn't matter if the government's running a 1,000-man war game of the same exact thing happening at the same exact time, and then they blow up a bus that's not even properly on its route. Folks, we got to continue to expose false flag terror or they will continue to use it. Yeah, this bio-attack stuff is kind of scary as well. But what's more scary is the panic it has caused. And we're going to discuss that end on the other side. Remember, 866-582-9933. Calls all evening on the Info Warrior.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
I'm a one-man revolution. The time is nigh. The day is dark. There's only one solution.
We are back. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis. And I did just a little short blurb about this and really just talked about it for a minute on Alex Jones' show, but I think it's really important that we reiterate that in Hong Kong right now, because of one man, see, this is how it works. You don't have any individual human rights because of one person. Doesn't have to be a confirmed case. This person is 25 years old. Okay. I know I gave my guys so many articles today, it's going to be hard to just pull them up for PrisonPlanet.tv as I whittle through them. But here it is right here. Okay? The headline is Hong Kong seals off hotel where H1N1 flu found. Now, apparently they're saying that they've got this guy for sure. 25-year-old guy. He's a Mexican traveler, apparently. And he was there on Friday. Now he has two companions. Those people have now been put into isolation wards at another hospital separate from him. But here's where it gets crazy. It's the flu, okay? You're not going to die. This 25-year-old is not going to die. I promise you. He's not. And now they're saying some football player might have it. He missed practice today. That'll be huge propaganda in the mainstream media in this country because they... If I gotta miss my football season because of the H1N1, well, I'll take the vaccine. Vaccinate them all, man! What are you thinking? I can't miss that. Dallas is playing, yo. Anyway, They're saying that they're going to, you know what, it's no big deal. We'll just quarantine the hotel. Ah, that's a good idea. Doesn't matter. There's 200 people inside and 100 workers. Guess what? Can't go anywhere for 7 days. You're not keeping me anywhere. I'll jump out the window. They'll probably gun you down. I don't know if anybody saw Quarantine. Yeah, that's what it's called, Quarantine. But you know what? Why didn't I talk? Why have I not been talking about Quarantine on the show or with Alex? This is, you know, it's another zombie movie in disguise. You notice how all these quarantine viruses always end up, everybody's a zombie? That's to instill more and more fear on you with these viruses. You don't just die, you become a flesh-eating zombie. So anyway, it starts off kind of like documentary style. This woman reporter, she's in a firehouse, and she goes on call with these guys, and they get there, and somebody's like really sick. Just one person. Now they try to get out, and by the time they try to get out, the whole place is quarantined. They got snipers everywhere. You can't get out. They're shooting people. And guess what? I'm just going to ruin it for anybody. So if you want to see the movie, I'm sorry. But everybody dies. Nobody makes it out alive. They quarantine the whole thing. And that's the justification. We can't allow the outside to have this virus, so we're just going to kill everybody. And if they're not going to kill you, they're going to quarantine you. 300 people have to stay in this hotel a week. It's disgusting. And it's criminal fear-mongering. Let me say it again. It is criminal fear-mongering. Here's the trailer for Quarantine. Again, these guys right here, the military comes in really quickly. They surveil the area. And guess what? Nope, nope. You can't go anywhere. You're staying. Doesn't matter if you're healthy. Doesn't matter if you haven't. I mean, they kill kids in this one. Let's be honest. It's pretty brutal. Pretty, pretty brutal. And it's because of, like, quarantining and fear-mongering that now, like, in the UK... Let me pull this story up. That's something we're going to be going over later. That's definitely something we're going... Now thousands go off work with swine flu sickies. Okay? Thousands of people are using the swine flu crisis as an excuse to take a sickie. See, it's over in the UK, so they like to be a little British, aye? Employers claim last night, as tests confirmed the virus has spread from person to person in Britain for the first time, just one case supposedly, of human-to-human contact. It emerged that flu-related absences have soared almost 30% in just 2 days. You know what that means? That's one out of three people not showing up to work because of a hoax. Because of a virus that won't even... The one death in the United States is a premature baby who had lung problems till he was almost two. And I'm not even trusting that one. He came over the border from Mexico, apparently. You know, So I guess one out of three people now doesn't have to show up to work, and we can quarantine buildings, and we can just stop planes, pull them off in hazmat suits, and have them attached to oxygen machines. It's insanity. It's insanity. Let me say it's insanity. Meanwhile, the president gets up in grandstands today, and he's pretty much just saying, yeah, this is a beta test. We've got to be ready for the worst. This one might not be that bad, but the next one, well, we'll have the stockpiles of vaccinations and medications, and don't you worry, but we're going to be prepared for that next one. If we got a quarantine, we will. Hong Kong's doing it. Why not us, right? I mean, give me a break. Here it is right here. It's off of Political Intelligence's website. Obama preparing for worst-case scenario on flu. At the end of his second cabinet meeting, President Obama said today that his administration continues to closely monitor the swine flu outbreak and be prepared for the worst-case scenario. My top priority has been the health and safety of the American people. No, it hasn't. Your top priority has been to bring in a global government at the G20 while we're all sleeping, to bring in a civilian security force and a bunch of nonsense volunteerism as you crash the economy for the globalists. That's what you've done. The wellness of the American people. Instead of passing bailouts, why not give us all $250,000? We'll pay off our homes. We'll start spending again. No, that's not the plan. We want you to be homeless, penniless, jobless, no future whatsoever. We don't want you to have a pension. We don't want you to have a retirement plan. That's why we're going to fully crash out these banks, and you're going to love it. You're going to take it. Oh, but I love the American people, and I'll do it with a smile. Makes me sick. All right, I promised you to take the calls. I'm going to take the calls, 866-582-9933. Let's go to Gary in Louisiana. Gary, what's on your mind?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm fired up today.
It sounds like it. It's all too serious. Actually, I wasn't planning on getting on the air, What it is, I have a radio show in New Orleans, and what comes with my show is 72 30-second commercials. And I've noticed that y'all been running commercials on the Michael Savage show. Mm-hmm. What I'm trying to do is donate my 72 30-second commercials to InfoWars so y'all could maybe
well,
run
sir, the Obama. Well, sir, the way to do that, that is very, very good of you, sir. And I just want to let you know that you can do that by contacting Rob D at InfoWars.com. Put that in the header.
I've tried that for a couple of days. I can't seem to get any response.
All right. Send it to my MySpace, myspace.com/Jason Burmis, and I will be sure to give it to the right person so you get the ads.
All right. Well, I didn't plan on being on air. I was just going to try to give someone a message who could give it to y'all. But I'm glad.
Well, I'll tell you what. Why don't you write down keep you off air. I'll have my board up. Write down your email address, and I will make sure to get at you this weekend. How's that sound, Gary?
Sounds good to me. Keep up the fight.
All right. Thank you, brother. I appreciate the support. All right. Let's go to Forrest in Texas. Forrest, what's up?
Yes. I'd like to talk about the other night when Steve Quayle was on with you and Alex. And I thought it was kind of interesting how Alex said, if any of y'all don't want to hear the prayer, then you can enjoy the New World Order. Now, I want to talk about the oneness of what he said, because people believe in Christ. People believe in God. Now, I know there's a lot of people in the movement that are great folks who may not be open and receptive to that. Now, all that saying, another way of putting things is saying that there is a one and only begotten power of love that lives and dies for us, and that gives us eternal life. Just like when someone says, love conquers all, that's another way of saying that God is almighty, or that good's greatness wins over evil. So I was very inspired by the other night. And
well, I'm glad that you enjoyed it, man, but the bottom line to me is that you don't necessarily have to be a Christian to be a good person or to be a spiritual person, and we're here to try to take everybody together, and I don't think anybody should take offense, no matter what they believe. If somebody wants to pray on air, hey, that's your business, you know, this is a very serious matter. He's reaching out to a lot of people. If people don't want to listen to that, I understand it, but at the same time, there are a lot of people that do believe in that, and, you know, it does help them in a situation of crisis like this right now.
Yes, sir. It's just we're finding the oneness of it all, how it's all interconnected, how we have all these people in this movement that have different beliefs, but just like when our only purpose is to praise God. Another way of saying that is to spread truth, which y'all do every day. And then another way of saying following God's will is doing what's good for one and all, and doing what one's purpose is. And I'm just amazed by the intelligence and just how loving and just wonderful you and everybody there and all the callers, and man, I just brought inspiration to my life, and I feel blessed to.
Well, Forrest, keep it up. I thank you for the call, brother, and just keep supporting us. Keep telling people. You know, I met Forrest down at the April 15th. Tea parties. I don't even like talking about the tea parties anymore because everybody's waiting for the tea bag one liner. And I really don't want to give it, but, you know, there's a committed guy, helped hand out the Obama deception. I had some copies of Loose Change around. I left those for the We Are Change folks there. I think I left about 60 with them. You know, again, we're just trying to get the word out. We're trying to warn people. It's such a multi-pronged, multifaceted attack that, a three-hour show, it's a long show, folks, but we don't always fit everything into it. I mean, I still have this big stack of news right here to go through. I'm hoping I'll get through all of it as I take your calls and go through points, but every single article here is really important, especially the ones that are fear-mongering about this, flu virus. And not only that, all right, let's read this one. Swine flu source spawns wild conspiracy theories. Just wild. And the conspiracy theories aren't even... They're trying to say that people are putting out there that Mexican drug cartels are working with Al-Qaeda to unleash the swine flu. Again, no pigs have the flu. No one's talked about Mexican drug cartels teamed up with Al-Qaeda. Nobody. And then they've got to reiterate in one of these other articles, oh, no, it's definitely swine flu. No, 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 I know people are calling it other things or saying that it might be engineered, just like in this. But no, it's really from the pigs. Believe us. Please believe me. Believe me. And people are believing, putting on the masks, taking the shots, staying out of work, not getting on planes, and letting the fear overcome them. It's disgusting. We'll be back after this. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis. The dust of my father.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Are you tired of losing your hard-earned savings in retirement? Does the continued loss of purchasing power through the hidden tax of inflation brought on by trillions of dollars in government bailouts bother you? Then please let me, Dwayne Daly, with Midas Resources, help you to protect what you have left. Call me at 800-686-2237 extension 115, and I will explain to you how to retain your wealth and purchasing power now and in the future with gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a form of currency for 6,000 years compared to our present fiat currency, which has only been in existence for 38 years and failing fast. Call me, Dwayne Daly, at 800-686-2237 extension 115 to start your protection of wealth today. I will custom fit the protection package to your personal needs. No amount is too small, so start today. Call Dwayne Daly with Midas Resources at 800-686-2237 extension 115 for your gold and silver protection portfolio.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
If you've always wanted to experience the amazing benefits from using oil of oregano, the time to act is now. With so many places to choose from, where can you be 100% certain you're getting the highest quality oil for your dollar? The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com brings you ultra-pure, non-diluted oil of oregano with 80% or better carvacrol. PureBulk.com also carries over 120 nutritional products, including atomic iodine, amino acids, herbal extracts, and heart health, all made with no fillers, additives, or fancy packaging, saving you 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. With each order, PureBulk.com will send you 1 dram of atomic iodine, a 150-day supply, absolutely free. Just enter promotional code iodine at website checkout. Visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. 406-251-3270 today.
We're going to attack the phone lines right now. Crazier than Serge Tankian of System of a Down. All right, it's 866-582-9933. Let's go to Steven in New York. Steven, what's on your mind?
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Is this me?
This is you.
Oh, that's okay. My name's Seth.
Oh, I'm sorry, man.
Anyway, on the attack, Jason Burmes, you were the first one to wake me up. There was BAI in New York City in, I think, 2002. They were promoting your very first Loose Change movie. I looked into that. That blew my mind. I was a Nader voter, so I was sort of, you know, clued into the left-right thing. And then I saw bits and pieces of that and woke me up.
Bring me
to present day. I ride the subways. I ride my bike around town, my bicycle, and I have an upside-down American flag stapled onto the back of my backpack, and it's sewn into a white sheet of cloth, and on the top it says Nation In, and on the bottom margin it says In Distress.
And that is what the upside-down flag actually means. It doesn't mean you're anti-American. It means you're living in a nation of distress. And let me tell you a little story about that upside-down flag. After 9/11, you know, I bought into the propaganda like everybody else, and everybody was putting American flags on their hat, including the Yankees. And I'm a huge Yankees fan. I know everybody says, you're a front-runner, Jason Vermes. Folks, in the 80s, the Yankees were horrible. I mean, awful. I mean, they were beyond awful. They only had that stretch in 10 years, and now I've been waiting almost a decade for another championship. Side story. Anyway, so they were all coming with the American flag, and I'm like, I want to show my patriotism. You know, I love this country. So I grabbed one of those, and then by the time that I had actually woken up, I had to rip it off, and I, you know, it was actually glued on. It wasn't stitched in, and I re-glued it on upside down, and I've got a few of those Yankees hats, and I always, if there's an American flag on my hat, make sure that it's upside down, because we are truly a nation in distress right now.
We are. I don't even know where to begin. I mean, it began year zero was 2001, September 11th. That was year zero, like in the movie The Killing Fields, when those Killing Fields trainers were injecting the new paradigm. They were saying, this is year zero, this is year zero, this is year zero. 2001, September 11th, was year zero.
Well, it definitely did change the scope of a lot of people's psychosis and mindsets, and really gear people for foreign wars, gear people for a domestic police state, gear people to be more slaves than ever and accept an economic crash of epic proportions in less than 10 years that gradually occurred and then just all of a sudden kicked off in the last 1 to 2 years. I thank you for the call, Stephen. And now we're just pleading with people. Pleading, oh, we want the vaccination. We don't want the swine flu. Oh, my God. I can't imagine having the sniffles and a headache and sweating a little bit for a couple days. Oh, it's just awful. People are so ridiculous. Dan in Florida, you're on the air.
Yes, the horrible bio plague has broken out in Fort Myers, Florida, officially now.
Mm-hmm. I've seen that. They've closed a couple schools down there, too.
Yeah, Spring Creek Elementary School. If you go on fox4now.com, you can see the propaganda spreading. They've already started. The local school district considered.
Oh, we lost him? I'm sorry, Dan. Listen, you know, one of the bigger things we still got Dan? Go ahead, Dan.
Oh, no, I was just going to say that they did, in fact, close down Spring Creek Elementary, and the school district is considering closing all schools.
Just total insanity. You know, one of the craziest things I saw, and I tried to print it off, but it didn't print right, was I went to my MySpace page. I get a lot of tips there, myspace.com/Jason Vermes. And on the cover page, you know, the featured people in MySpace, oh, there's Barack Obama's MySpace, and his mood is hopeful. And his little blurb was, hey, join the White House friend page so that we can give you updates on the H1N1 virus. So on the cover of MySpace, go to myspace.com, guys. People aren't going to believe me. The PrisonPlanet.tv viewers are just going to have to suffer through this immense propaganda. It's off the charts. They're trying to fearmonger in the children. They're trying to fearmonger in the housewives, the soccer moms. They want you to take the shot. They want you to take the medication. They want you to be in fear. They want you to bow down to big government and FEMA. I thank you for the call, Dan. We're going to go to Tim, Troy, James, Gary, Donna, and others. It's the InfoWarrior with Jason Vermes. You can go check out my little blog at theinfowarrior.com or go hit up InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
You know, speaking of Year Zero, that is off of the album Year Zero by Nine Inch Nails, and it's a concept album all about a dystopic future, a near future, where we're still entangled in wars in the Middle East, we have a police state at home, and they're drugging the water. Weird. Sounds a lot like what's going on right now. Right now. And, you know, if you haven't heard that album, you really need to listen to it, because it also talks about the brain chip, the worldwide consciousness, us bowing down to our masters. In fact, one of the title tracks is Meet Your Master, and they ain't playing in it. So if you haven't checked out Nine Inch Nails Year Zero, it's one of the best albums that nobody heard of in the last 5 years, and I encourage people to pick that up. We're going to continue to go to your calls. Let's jump to Tim in Canada. Tim, you're on the air.
Hey, man. How's it going?
Good, man. What's up?
Well, I'm just sitting on my Chesterfield wearing my toque thinking, what's this whole boot? I'm just making fun of myself. Okay. Anyways, buddy, with a thick sarcasm here. Thanks, man. I can't even watch TV normally no more. I'm a nerd now. I watch my government channel. Mm-hmm. I'm reading heavy things like government documents.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know what? I'm an older gentleman about Alex's age, and, you know, I was involved in this stuff. I used to read all about this about, you know, 5-7 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I thought I knew it all. I put it down. And then, this, of course, they crashed the economy and do everything else in the meantime. So I thought, you know what? I'm going to check out things. And I remembered you guys from a long time ago. So I caught you in week 3. And what a drag, eh, man? Now it's nonsense.
You know what? I don't necessarily think it's a drag to be awakened to the Matrix, and I don't necessarily think it's a drag to actually try to fight tyrannical governments and people. I don't necessarily think it's a drag not to clamor for a flu shot that's going to make me deathly ill and soft kill me. I don't think that's a drag. What I do think is a drag that most people just can't own up to the fact that we are being controlled by the elite. We can't grow up to the fact that we have to be men instead of these, you know, really little boys most of our lives. Oh, I want box seats at the Yankees game. Oh, I want to see UT win the football game. Mine. I want to sit at the bar and just drink my life away and try to screw tail. I mean, that's what most people's lives consist of. They don't, or just, you know, they get lost in it when they're trying to take care of their kids. Generally good people who want to take care of their family also get wrapped up in that, and they just can't comprehend it. It's just a drag that these people are not only doing it, but we're accepting it. They're pulling people off of planes wearing hazmat outfits and quarantining hotels because of one person of an unproven flu virus. It's sick.
I dig it, man. I was walking, like, the SARS epidemic. I was just going to Mexico right after that whole war and the SARS, and people are wearing those masks, and everybody's tripping right out. And, I mean, you know, me and the chick just walked through, like, it was cool and all, and everybody's freaking out.
Wait, did you get SARS? SARS? Yeah.
Of course I did, buddy. I got it. I got everything else in the book, too. Check this out. So, you know, in times of trouble, my mind's racing because, man, I've been reading like a maniac. And nobody knows jack, hey, man. I went to my dentist, talked about slyly I threw in fluoride a little bit. Didn't know a single thing, man. Talking about fluoride in the water, she's like, oh, yeah, it's great for you. Anyways, go to financial advisor. Talk about the Federal Reserve and how it's not even federal. What? What are you talking about? Sleeping, brother, sleeping. So in times of trouble, I usually start reading The Art of War, old stuff like that, right? So I go order a book the other day. It's kind of connected. It's called The Book of Leadership and Strategy, Lessons of the Chinese Masters. Mm-hmm. And so just in the back, I just picked it up just like, you know, 2 days ago, right? So I flipped it over like yesterday, last night, and I'm listening to you guys. And this is one of the things that says in the back. Universal truths from the 2,000-year-old text are still valid today and provide a wonderful frame of reference for helping us deal with our chaotic transition into the new global order. This book is a living treasure. Everyone should have a copy, yada, yada. Okay, next line. The one quickly here. The wisdom for the new age is almost spooky. How relevant are the words of the Taoist sages in this time of government excesses and civil unrest? Yada, yada. If I read my Art of War, man, it's all the same. It's like shock and awe, speed, overwhelm. It's stuff that you hear.
They always do these multi-pronged attacks, and that's the whole deal. And I thank you for the call, because obviously I'm echoing. You got it, brother. And it's always a multi-pronged attack. It's not enough to scare people with the swine flu, try to get them to take the Baxter vaccinations that are tainted 2 months ago. They also have to bring in their global currency by bankrupting Mexico even more and making them take $47 billion in SDR units. That's special drawing rights. That's your global currency. Say it with me now. We have a global currency. It's here. They did it. It's real. It's not a fairy tale. It's not the tooth fairy. It's not Santa Claus riding a red-nosed reindeer. It's an actual currency that they put into play to consolidate their power and really give us a world banking dictatorship. All right, let's jump to the next caller. Let's go to Troy in Indiana. Troy, you're on the air.
What's up, Jason? How you doing?
Good, man. How you doing?
I'm great. I just wanted to say I love you guys, and I love what you're doing. You're really helping a lot of people catch on to what's really going on.
Well, what's really going on is they want to control every facet of our lives. And, you know, here's a story I haven't been able to get to yet. Lawns will become sign of moral decadence because of climate change. This is out of the Telegraph. And remember, you can't wipe your butt. You can't have a nice lawn with maybe a garden because, you know what, your lawn is causing global warming. And you know what, you shouldn't have those trees because they're bad for the environment, too. And flowers, you got to be kidding me, man. That's like the top pollutant in the world. It's unbelievable, the brainwashing that people are willing to accept. Go ahead.
Yeah, I didn't realize you were a Yankees fan. That's awesome. I'm a Yankees fan, too.
All right, good to hear.
Another thing I wanted to comment on when you was talking to that one guy about the upside-down flag.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny. I just seen a clip on YouTube just the other day with Bush in Beijing at the Olympics.
Mm-hmm.
And he's holding an American flag, and it's upside down. I thought that was kind of ironic.
Yeah, but that's by accident. I mean, the guy is such a moron that sometimes he'll sit in front of like a classroom with a book that's upside down pretending to read it. I mean, look, I mean, he's not as dumb as they make him out to be. He's actually a pretty socially apt guy. You know, he's actually pretty hip to what's going on around him as far as, you know, global policies go. He reads off a script sheet and he does what he's told. And, you know, that's the bottom line. But he didn't, well, absolutely they all do, but he didn't read as well as Barack Obama, who's just leading us into this globalist dictatorship where, who knows, maybe pandemics become the norm. And like you said, we've got to get ready for this next one. You know, the next one's coming. It's going to be bad. We have to be ready. We have to have the drugs. We have to have the quarantines. We have to have the facilities in place. We never know. And Napolitano's saying the same thing. And now they're going to bring in a new Supreme Court justice. I believe Souter is the one that's retiring. I mean, a lot's happening very quickly, my friend. A very, very lot. I thank you for the call, Troy. Let's go to James in the UK. James, you're on the air.
Hi, Jason.
Yes, sir.
Pretty much. I'm just getting really, really sick of this fear-mongering in the UK at the moment. Pretty much today, I checked Yahoo News. They're saying about 750,000 people are predicted to die in the UK. I think it's completely ridiculous because there isn't absolutely any case of anybody dying here, and it just seems like complete fear-mongering. I'm with a few of my mates at the moment watching Police State Free Total Enslavement at the moment. Mm-hmm. And we're just getting really frustrated. We're really getting ready for martial law. There's no actual indication of it happening right now. But from hearing what's going on in America, everything that seems to happen in America seems to be mirrored in the UK.
Mm-hmm.
And we're just kind of looking out for the warning signs at the moment. We're trying to get awake people, but people just seem to keep saying it's a load of rubbish. They're calling me a lunatic, saying, no, trust the government, trust the government.
Well, the bottom line is, in your country right now, a third of the workers aren't showing up because of the propaganda that's out there. They're saying in the last 2 days, 30% of workers are no longer going in. You have one supposed human-to-human contact.
Yeah, this is an exercise in mind control.
It's absolutely an exercise in mind control, Alex. And they really want to see how many people they can scare. They want to see if they can get away with redirecting flights from Munich, Germany to Boston Logan and taking people off in hazmat suits. It's unbelievable.
It's just getting really out of order. I mean, people seem to be getting kind of scared, but people have got the same attitude where they just don't care anymore.
I've been analyzing this since last Friday, and I said it was probably a hoax. But their fear-mongering...
I agree with you, Alex. I totally agree with you there.
But their fear-mongering has gotten so out of control. Well, go ahead and finish your point. I'm going to make one point, then I'm going to go back in here and just keep working on this film.
Yeah, no. I just want people in the UK to wake up and see that it is a hoax and they're trying to implement martial law on us. I mean, it's getting so out of hand in the US now. I mean, I've been listening to you for quite a long while now, and just the updates you've been given recently is really getting...
Look at that. Japanese researchers suggest putting lithium in drinking water?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's healthy for you.
Lithium's what you give psychopathic killers to make them zombies.
Yeah, and it was big, actually, in, like, the 1800s during the Western eras for, like, housewives that were depressed, and they'd give them, like, lithium, so they're all just, like, zombified.
That's the new system. We'll all just, And then, like, police come, like, it's all right, take it, you won't feel bad anymore.
James, thank you for the call, brother. Go ahead, Alex.
I can't handle it. I can't handle it anymore. I mean, I'm in here filmmaking. I walk in, I see the InfoWars headlines, mainstream news, and they're on the news saying they want to put Prozac in the water on CNBC and CNN. They're on the news saying mercury's good for your brain. They're on the news saying we want to put statins in all the water supply and make children as young as 6 start taking it for their cholesterol. And miss this, the statins just totally fry you. I mean, these people, it's a total medical dictatorship, and they're really doing it. And there's all these cowards that have bought into being cowards and going along with the system. And so they have to say, we're wrong. So no matter how outrageous the government gets, they say, yes. I need to, you know, sign up with the White House so I can, so they can inform me about the swine flu they brought out.
But their MySpace page, it's unbelievable.
But the reason I came in here is I don't want to be wrong, because being wrong can get us dead. And a lot of folks are listening, and I've been pretty exhausted this week. I think we've done a pretty good job with the coverage at the same time. I don't think I've even conveyed properly how serious this is, because you've got them fear-mongering. It looks like it's not a pandemic. It looks like it's no big deal. You got maybe 12 people dead in Mexico, maybe one person dead here. They lied and said it was hundreds and hundreds. And at the same time, they just are intensifying the fear-mongering, and grabbing people off planes and hotels and shutting everything down in tent cities for the dead being set up. We got to play that later. Just mass, you know, tent cities set up by the FEMA camp down by the old airport on local news. And it's just such an exercise in mind control, and it really hit me. I mean, we already knew this, but it really hit me that we're right, that they're going to use this as the blueprint for control, that every time we rebel against the new tyranny, they're just going to release a real flu and kill a few million people, probably, is what I see in the future.
Yeah, and then mass gatherings. Any kind of mass gatherings.
Oh, my God, people are protesting. A deadly flu's out. A deadly flu's out outside of season.
Time to machine gun them. You know, basically, that's how it's going to roll.
Yeah, and so you know, whereas I'm saying I hope this is it, that it's phasing out, that it was all nothing but hype. But as Napolitano said, something else is big coming down the road. The issue is this just confirms more. They're all over the news saying we need to start forced inoculations. They're all over the news just conditioning people for martial law. And you can see their fear-based mind control. And as I foresaw a long time ago, as we go into the years and decades to come, they're going to have more and more controlled bioweapons attacks, more and more of us herded in to the compact control grid cities with the quarantines and the checkpoints. How many times have I said that? A million times.
And it's very V for Vendetta. I mean, literally in V for Vendetta, it's all these pandemics that they're able to clamp down on the societies, really put the police state control grid into place. And not only, you know.
Exactly. But I mean, for how long have you been listening? I've foreseen this for over a decade.
Yeah.
That's what I've been harping on. Is that, and I had read the comic books that V for Vendetta was about, but I guess, you know, that guy's got a good picture of how they wrote those back in the 80s. But the point is that that's really how they're doing it, and now it's here and it's happening. And they did the swine flu thing in 76 and killed a bunch of people. I mean, these are murderers. It all comes from military bases every time. And meanwhile,
they're trying to tell you, no, this is definitely swine. We haven't found a pig yet. But this is, some people are saying that it's, you know, a combination or it comes from a lab. Those same people are apparently saying that Al-Qaeda and the Mexican drug cartels, they always have to put their strong.
Yeah, that's why they say it's a pig, mm-hmm. So they can block out mentally the question of where did it come from.
Yes.
When the pork group in the U.S. and everywhere in England are saying, no, it's not pigs. And they have to admit, the pigs aren't sick. This isn't pigs. And they put out a few weird articles saying pigs were dying, but they weren't. So listen, I'm going to let you get back to the phone calls and the show here tonight. It's just that we will be here tomorrow night if more breaks, if they declare level 6 and start trying forced inoculations.
Let's pray they don't.
As they're trying to get the public ready for, do you want to be safe? Take forced inoculations. And I'll be here Sunday 4 to 6 p.m. and then back on Monday. And I want to thank everybody that's been tuning in on the AM and FM dial, shortwave internet, satellite, record audiences. And that's why we're getting demonized by MSNBC, by CNN, by Alternet, by all these big publications. And the best they can do is they go to prisonplanet.com and find a comment in the comment section saying a mean thing about Mexicans when we've been saying it's terrible what's happening to the Mexicans, you know, the comment, but you know, by one person. And then you can go to MSNBC forums and find people calling Mexicans pigs too. But I mean, that's their new Soviet style guilt by association. Nothing we're saying matters because somebody on a comment page said something about, you know, Mexicans are pigs. So, I mean, this is the way they're rolling. This is how they're operating, just this bestial, dumbed-down race politics. And Paul Watson wrote a great article about how MSNBC is owned by NBC, and that's the big
GE.
GE really out there killing the brown people. So it's okay to kill the brown people if you're NBC. It's just don't actually try to fight something that could be a race-specific virus or ask that question when it was only killing Mexicans and still has only killed Mexicans.
Or it could be used to justify to round up a lot of people and quarantine and kill them there. I mean, they're shutting down.
But that's loving, though. That's loving. Yeah. You know, saying we shouldn't be quarantined. And again, what destroys all their arguments? They said keep the borders wide open. Everything's fine. It's already spread. You can't contain it. And then they said, but we're going to set up quarantines in towns, cities, schools, buildings. So the border's wide open with the main vector. But then, and if you say maybe we should shut the border, then they claim you want to kill Mexicans. But then we got to shut down U.S. cities because you can't let it spread.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, that's kind of like on a submarine with screen doors.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're telling us that we should have screen doors on the submarine.
Mm-hmm.
But then they want to arrest somebody, who leaves the bathroom door open on the submarine.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, it's insane. The borders are wide open, but we've got to have checkpoints in America. This is an excuse to talk more about martial law, more about police state, sell all this, and they're announcing it. They're doing it. They're fear-mongering, announcing how martial law is good, announcing how forced inoculations are good. They're doing it. It's happening, and we need to get the patriots and alternative news media people more upset about it instead of just going, oh, the whole swine flu thing's a hoax. Yes, it looks like it's a hoax. We've been saying that since day one. The issue is the hoax is being used to bring in the real tyranny.
Yeah, it's used as the precedent to say, hey, you know what? Executive Order 13375, 1 year in prison,
and remember what
$150,000 fine. And, we all have a quarter million lying around.
And remember what Glenn Beck did. He went and got, and so did Popular Mechanics together. If you go to their latest debunking, it's executive orders. And they go, yes, this was an old Kennedy-era executive order they like to quote. They don't about forced inoculations and work brigades. What they don't tell you is those have all been reissued by each subsequent president.
And updated.
And that it's more draconian. But see, that's what they do. They go follow, oh, that's a thing from Kennedy. Meanwhile, we have CBS with the new executive orders. And Beck and them will say, doesn't exist.
It's like, doesn't exist.
Max, you can trust me. I'm Glenn Beck. There's no mass graves or no FEMA plan for mass flu. You can, and it happens right after he says, trust me, the government's fine. You can try. I'm Benedict Arnold. I just say arrest Ron Paul supporters. I'm a big Ron Paul supporter. And people are like, Alex, don't talk bad about Beck. We should arrest the Ron Paul people. That's what patriots do. Hey, buddy, you are the info warrior. We'll be right back with Jason Burmis and the Burmy Report.
Would you give someone $100 for a $10 bill? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in a pill form, that's exactly what you're doing. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk reference, many vitamins and minerals in a pill form are 10% absorbed. It doesn't take a mathematician to figure out for every $100 you spend on these pills, you're flushing $90 down the toilet. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. You know, you work hard for your money. Isn't it time to start getting what you pay for? Order today.
1-800-210-1922.
With Choose for Health, your body gets to keep the nutrients you swallow. The first 300 callers are going to receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet.
1-800-210-1922.
Or go to orderchoose.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Attention, an important product from HempUSA.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Back. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis. We are going to blast through your phone calls in this segment, 866-582-9939. 3-3. We have Steve Quayle coming up in the next hour. We don't have Steve Quayle coming up in the next hour. Yeah, it's coming up in 10, right? What happened? He canceled? Okay, so then we don't have Steve Quayle for the next hour. That's cool, man. It's all right. We'll just take all your calls. I mean, I got all sorts of calls to take. Donna, Lynn, Kyle, Ed, Bill, and more. Let's go to Donna in New Hampshire now.
Hi, Jason. I'm a Prison Planet TV subscriber. A bunch of us on the forum were wondering, we're getting no video feed, but that was just one thing, one aspect I wanted to talk to you about.
Okay, we're going to try to fix that right away. Hopefully Paul can go tell our IT guy, Wes, that we're not getting a video feed. Go ahead.
The other aspect I wanted to talk about, along with all this surreal bird flu scare, is last week we had the census takers come to our home, on our property, mm-hmm. and they were GPS tracking every one of our homes, actually painting our front door.
Yep.
I'm wondering if there's anything, would that be a coincidence that they're doing that now since the census is not until next year in March?
Well, they've been doing it. We've been getting phone calls all over in the last 2 months, and let me tell you what they're doing. They're going to especially rural areas that don't show up on a TomTom and a Garmin, that haven't been, cataloged by Google Video. And a lot of people are saying, well, are they targeting Patriots? Are they targeting Patriots? I don't think they're necessarily targeting Patriots. I think that Patriots feel like they're being targeted because a lot of them do live in country households and on farms and in these rural areas. You know, is it nefarious? Yes, in a sense it is nefarious because it's a total control grid that they are putting together right now. I mean, they want to know where people are living, where they're residing, exactly pinpointing where they are. I mean, you've seen Google Street, but I don't think they're necessarily targeting us, because we listen to a certain radio show or we watch a certain TV program or we're activists. It just happens that they are trying to full force get the grid down.
Oh, well, I agree. And my husband happened to go in town and we ran into our neighbor, and our neighbor told us that she was very upset because the censor taker was rummaging through her mailbox.
Well, obviously that's an invasion of privacy and something that's completely and totally Orwellian and disgusting and should not be tolerated. I mean, that's a federal offense, thumbing through someone's mail. I mean, you're not allowed to do that. Yeah,
I know. I was one of the Ron Paul canvassers, and that was exactly what we were told never to do.
Yeah, never.
We were warned to do that. Some of us older people knew. Some of the younger guys didn't know so much. Mm-hmm. But the point was that even the canvas people for Ron Paul knew not to do that. And it was just my husband started spouting off the Constitution to the woman, and she got really nervous and ran off our property.
Well, you know what? When they're faced, that's actually kind of rare because most of them will bow up to you and act like, I have the authority. I have the power. I'm doing what I want. But I guess when they're thumbing through your mail, maybe they do feel a little guilty for being the scum of the earth. I thank you for the call, Donna. Let's jump to Lynn in Oklahoma. Lynn, you're on the air.
Hey, yes, Jason. Lynn. Very nice to talk to you.
Very nice to talk to you too, ma'am.
Thank you so much. Kind of spooked me out. Donna sounds like I do on the phone.
So the same thing's happening to you as well? I mean, I'm getting a lot of these census calls.
Her voice sounds like mine when I'm on the radio. That was really spooky. It was like, well, I'm not on there yet. That sounds like me. But no, this flu hoax and all the hysteria going with it, I'm so angry at the American people that they are being led down this little path that we're all going to die. My God, give me a shot. And how are they going to enforce this mandatory vaccination program? How will they do that?
Well, it's Executive 13-375, and they're putting it in the mainstream media to let you know. I think they're waiting to beta test it. Again, they want to see how many people are going to go voluntarily. But if enough people don't go voluntarily and the next pandemic comes, the next crisis, then they use NATO forces. Then they use FEMA. Then they use the U.S. military and the National Guard, and they go door to door. It's the nightmare scenario. I thank you for the call, Lynn. We're going to go to Kyle, Ed, Bill, and more. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient, and today that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports, and they do it at almost half
the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
I knew she was a virgin when I first met her. Rockin' stockings and poppin' out of the Catholic school sweater. Mom told me she could do better than a criminal. 17-year-old psychotic trying to be lyrical. I never meant to break her heart and fuck up her life, but I was careless instead of treating her right. I seen her again at some club stripping and wondered if I could have made her life different.
I made a mistake. Yes, I did.
Damn, shorty.
Join the army looking for money to go to college, but they ain't pay me a quarter what they fucking promised. Extending my tour, treating me like a sucker.
That's the reason officers get fragged.
Don't give me speeches on how you respect and you love me, but no body armor
and a lightly armor humbling my family's lonely. And you want me to re-enlist for 30 grand, homie? I don't think so.
All right, we're back. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis. And before we go to your calls, and we're going to continue just to go right through them, 866-582-9933. I'm always big on the tech news, and this is a story that I really didn't know about, and I checked into, and it looks like it's legitimate, and this is from 07, and I found a bunch of journals on it. But apparently, what you're looking at here is a picture, and they don't have the news article for it, but it's a phaser gun, and it's by the U.S. Navy. It's actually extremely incredible looking, and it's basically one of these weapons of concentrated energy. I know it sounds like science fiction, but unfortunately it's science fact. And this is an article these guys are going to have. You know, outside of phaser guns, you think phaser guns are wild? Well, experts are warning of Terminator-style military robot rebellion. And the reason we're covering this is because we cover RoboFish. We cover the penguin with the glowing eyes. We cover the big dogs. We cover the actual technology that people can see. Right now, it's here. It's literally Terminator-style-esque, and I've been talking about this now since the show really started. This is a article out of February 20th. I missed this one. Autonomous military robots that will fight future wars must be programmed to live by a strict warrior code, or the world risks untold atrocities at their steely hands. I'm probably going to go CT4. You know, I'm going to go check it out. I don't know if it's going to be good or not, but it would be a nightmare for me. It's not even that I think that the computers are going to revolt or that the machines are going to revolt. I think the wrong people have this technology at the tips of their fingers, you know, from the UAVs to these AI intelligent robots that they have that can literally become killing machines when programmed correctly. All right, we're going to continue to go through your calls. Let's go to Kyle in Washington. Kyle, you're on the air.
Hey, what's up, Jason? Hey, what's two things I want to try to get through. The first thing is the FDA recalled Hydroxycut.
I saw that 14 different products from Hydroxycut. They're saying there's one death and that the that basically it causes liver damage. You know what? When I do work out, and I'm out of shape right now, but Hydroxycut, when done correctly, I mean, it really does shed the pounds. I'm not suggesting people, you know, go out there and do a bunch of Hydroxycut, but everything in moderation.
They're telling people to not buy it at all.
Yeah, I know, but everything in moderation, man. Yeah,
right.
If you take a bunch of Hydroxycut and you're on it for 5 years straight, you might have some liver problems.
Oh, you know?
So, you know, I almost had that in my stack of stories and I decided not to report on that. What's your take on that?
Well, it's just like any other drug, you know. If you take something basically nowadays, you might as well cancel your plans because you're not going anywhere. You know, fainting, bleeding of the hands and mouth, sweating, you know, all these ridiculous side effects that don't come naturally, you know?
Mm-hmm, absolutely. Well, you know what? Another thing that Hydroxycut does do, and, you know, I have friends that have taken it a lot more than I have. I've used it once or twice when I was getting a little chunky or whatever. And some people that took it while they were working out, I mean, you might poo yourself a little. I mean, that's one of the side effects. You get, you know, I think it's involuntary anal reactions or retractions. It's, you know, is it really worth it to get so hooked on something that you're pooping yourself at 30? I don't think so. That's not how I roll. We're going to come back to Kyle on the other side. We're going to go to Ed, Bill, Jamie, Steve, and more. It's the Info Word with Jason Burmis, 866-582-9933.
We at Life Change Tea would like to set the record straight. Yes, there is a swine flu, but unfortunately, the mass media is overstating and embellishing the facts. There are less than 300 deaths worldwide, and this is not a number for pandemic. Will Life Change Tea help you? Yes, but please realize fear causes panic. Remember, no fear. Get smart, get healthy, get the tea. You can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or call us at 928-308-0408. Again, 928-308-0408. Get the facts, get prepared, get the tea.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
You are a rebel, admit it. You refuse to read the directions when assembling a new item. You won't ask for directions when you're lost. Once in a while, you drive in the carpool lane with only you in the car. Your neighbors call you a crackpot. And you can count your real friends on one hand. Well, join the club. Einstein failed math, quit school, and his rebel ideas led to some of the world's most amazing discoveries. Edison rebelled against the dark, failed over 1,000 times, then invented the light bulb. George Washington rebelled against an entire country and led the creation of a new one. Now, Alex Jones is working to save that very country. So go ahead, be a rebel. Put in a food supply from eFoodsDirect.com. Everyone will realize you were not a nutcase after all. eFoodsDirect.com. If you're going to pick something to stand for, be sure you have enough food to keep on standing. 800-409-5633. eFoodsDirect.com. That's 800-409-5633.
Back, it's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis. We're slamming through your calls. We kept Kyle over. Kyle, second point.
Yes, you know, I sent you a message on MySpace. I'm your friend on MySpace. Mm-hmm. I sent you a message a couple days ago, and it's this for the site Angels for Truth.
Okay.
And it pointed to the possibility that the planes on 9/11 could have been holograms.
Absolutely false. All right, let's just go over it, because I went over to the site, and I've seen all those arguments before. Look, man. For them to be holograms, there wouldn't be wing holes. Okay, let me say it again. Wing holes exactly where the plane hit. It's exact, all right? I mean, look, these people who want to talk about holograms and TV fakery never have an answer for that. I'm not saying that it was a United and American flight. In fact, I think the evidence points away from that, okay?
Right.
I'm not saying it wasn't attached with some other type of explosive device. There's a possibility of that, too. But when people talk about these, I mean, people saw the planes. People recorded the planes. There's a ton of amateur video. I think right now, after the Pent Bomb just released another 7 videos of the second plane, let me say it again, 7 videos of the second plane, there's something like 42 different videos, including ones from across the harbor, where you can literally only see the gray plane, and then as it goes into the World Trade Center, it's almost not able to see because they have similar textures right from that far back, but you still see the little flash on the right-hand side. It's an amateur video. Listen, they didn't get to everybody. They wouldn't have had the time. I mean, if anybody had a real video, okay, and then believe me, with the 8 million people that live in Manhattan, there would be a real video of an explosion of the World Trade Center without the planes hitting, maybe I would take a look at that evidence.
I tell people about Alex Jones' 9/11 films and yours, too, man. I love them. I just saw this, and, you know, you guys tell us to look at everything out there.
Sure.
But I was just thinking that, you know, this could be disinfo, and I don't want to get into it if that's the case, you know. But
no, it's absolutely disinfo. Man, there's so much disinfo out there. I mean, there are people that want to talk about scalar weapons being used on 9/11 with zero evidence, just hearsay and conjecture. Listen, I stick to what I can prove. You know,
right,
especially with the video evidence. And, you know, I made an entire film that has nothing to do with the physical anomalies, which is enough to indict the administration, foreign governments, and corporations. You know, I just feel like at this point, 9/11 is an issue that we have really taken apart one by one, and there are so many legitimate anomalies. I don't need to get into, you know, mini nukes in the basement. I really believe the holograms and the TV fakery stuff is straight out of COINTELPRO. And you know what? I thank you for the call, Kyle, but I want to go back to the first time that I heard that. I hope you stay on and listen to the conversation. But the first time I heard that was from a verifiably insane man on the fourth anniversary of 9/11. The first time that I went down to Ground Zero. And I wanted to go for a couple years, folks. I'm not going to lie. Again, I got into this in 2002. I couldn't really find anybody to go with me. I went down there with Dylan and Corey while we were working on the second edition of Loose Change. And we handed about 50 copies of Loose Change out on that fourth anniversary. It's an extra in Loose Change second edition recut. You can go check that out. Or it's all over the web. And I sat there with this verifiably insane man. I won't even say his name. He is a blight on the 9/11 truth movement. He is what looks like a meth addict, let's be honest. I mean, the guy looks straight out of like a meth lab or a speed factory. Definitely some kind of drug addict. And he's telling me how he thinks that the whole thing are holograms or TV fakery, and that the flash, the so-called flash, was a glitch in the video equipment. And then I challenged him on it, and I said, well, what about the amateur video? Oh, all those were doctored and faked, and everybody's in on it. It's Westcam Burmese. None of it pans out. Let me say again, none of it pans out. Zero. 0.0. Let me say it again. 0.0 chance that holograms were used on 9/11. 0.0 chance that TV fakery was used on 9/11. I've dedicated my life to this. I've looked at all angles, I promise you. And I am giving it the thumbs down. The thumbs down big time. All right. Let's jump to our next caller. Let's go to Ed in Pennsylvania. Ed, you're on the line.
Hey, Ed. Hey, Barmy. I've been to like a dozen air shows, and when that jet just did that flyby in New York City, that was doing maximum like G's just to make that jet scream like crazy, which they didn't show on regular TV. You had to like watch that on YouTube and kick up the speakers and hear that thing go, you know, just screaming and stuff. You know,
total psyop. Total psyop. Listen, I had somebody call me who has just recently been awakened, and really what set him into gear was this Air Force One thing. He lives in a Manhattan apartment in one of the upper floors, and he was awakened looking out his window, seeing the plane come towards his building, and he thought he was going to die. I mean, he really felt some of that panic. And it is just incredible to me that they're saying this is a photo op. Again, they don't say what it's for. They don't tell anybody except for they tell the police, hey, shut up. They tell the Secret Service, hey, shut up. They tell the mayor's office, hey, shut up. They don't want to tell the people in the building surrounding it so that all the workers can go home and they can evacuate all these buildings in Jersey and New York City. It makes no sense unless it's a psychological operation. These people are sick.
They about ripped the wings off that thing the way how hard they're pulling back on the joysticks. But, hey, let me tell you about Jay Leno's, he only has like a week or two left on NBC.
Yeah, well, he's going to have a 10 o'clock show every night during the week. I think it's also going to be on NBC, but he will no longer be the Tonight Show host.
Well, Monday night, he said, on his opening monologue, he said, did Cheney release his swine flu to take the pressure off the torture stuff? And like every night he's...
Go ahead, man. But that's the problem with that is it keeps it in that left-right paradigm. You know what I mean? Like Cheney's pulling all the strings behind the scenes.
Yeah,
he does pull a lot of them. He does. Listen, he's a COG guy way back in the 80s. For people that don't know what COG is, that's continuity of government. Is he a black ops guy? You bet he is. He's a heartless black ops guy. But he's not the only one pulling the strings, okay? And he's not the one releasing the swine flu so that people don't look at the CIA torture memos. I got a news flash for most people. We know you torture those people. We know you killed those people. Most of the Americans are dumbed down and they just accept it, but most people are consciously aware that things are screwed up in Gitmo and other places, you know, because of this Iraq war and Afghanistan war. So I don't buy into that. I don't know how much Cheney's running right now. He could be running more than he was running in the Bush administration. Who knows? You know, again, he's a black ops guy. Go ahead.
Yeah, but just for that's our comedy now, you know, at night, is they're talking about stuff like that. Come on. I mean, I grew up with Johnny Carson, you know, life was fun. Now it's like, you know, I've been with Alex for 8 years. I was at the Chantilly, the Bilderberg thing. And I mean, we used to be the crazy people, me and Alex, but now it's like happening. It's, you know,
there's nothing crazy about saying, hey, by the way, Catherine Sebelius went to the Bilderberg meeting 2 years in a row. And now she's the head of health and human services without really being confirmed. It's no big deal. She's just going to order you to be vaccinated and quarantined. Love it. Live it. It's the new America, sir. Just get behind it. I thank you for the call, Ed. We're going to jump to Bill in Minnesota. Bill, you're on the line. Yes, sir. We got Bill dropped or? Okay, let's go to Jamie in Ohio. Jamie, you're on the line. Jamie, there?
Yeah.
All
hey,
right.
Dude. I was just, I'm a big fan, but thumbs down, dude, to Naomi Wolfchick. Come on, dude.
Well, did you watch?
Hold on,
this woman. Hold on. You know what? I know she's a bit of an Obama supporter, but did you watch The End of America? But did you watch The End of America?
That's what I'm saying, dude.
Okay, all right.
Listen, The End of America, well, she is a gatekeeper, basically. That's what I think. And you know,
well,
all right,
so tell me what you didn't like.
You didn't ask her any hard questions. She led a lot of people down the wrong road.
You don't think I asked her hard questions? I asked her, and if you got the radio on, man, please turn it down so I can talk to you. Anyway, I asked her about the redistribution of forces and Obama not getting us out of the war. I asked her about that. I asked her about the renditions and the other secret camps outside of Gitmo. She mentioned 9/11 Truth when she said that she saw Loose Change Second Edition. I didn't think that I really needed to get into 9/11 Truth with Naomi Wolf. She gives the same canned answer every time. I really wanted to focus on current events and really this administration being extremely hypocritical. I talked to her about the hardcore things that were in the Give Act. You know, did she weasel out of a couple questions? Maybe. But at the same time, I really enjoyed her movie. And I really think it's a good opener for someone who maybe can't watch Loose Change Final Cut or Fabled Enemies or maybe the Obama Deception first.
You know what's impossible, Jason, what's impossible to believe about this is that you can make a movie like that and not know that there's a paradigm. It's impossible.
Well, I disagree because, listen, man, she's a Rhodes Scholar. She's in those inner circles. She worked for the Clinton campaign. People have their blind spots. Man, Tarpley has his blind spots as good as he is. You know what I'm saying? Everybody, me, I might have my blind spots. I'm not perfect.
Well, at least Tarpley will, you know, come out and tell you he's a communist. She worked you, dude.
All right.
You know, I got nothing but love for you, Jason. Uh-huh. But if you're gonna have somebody like that on there,
I got to be a little more hardcore on her.
You got to grill her, man.
Well, what would you ask her? All right, I'm asking. What would have been, you got one question
exactly
for Naomi Wolf.
Precisely that. I would have said, how can you still believe in a Democrat and a Republican, you know, nonsense?
All right, I'll tell you what. The next time that I have her on, I'm going to ask her that question just for you. All right, we're going to talk about the right-left paragraph. All right,
we'll get my name right. It's Jimmy.
All right, well, they type Jamie, brother. I can't help it. I only read a screen. All right,
thanks,
I thank you for the call.
All right.
Let's go to Steve in Georgia. Steve, you're on the line. Yes, Steve.
Hey, how are you doing?
Good.
Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Yeah, I was getting a little bit fired up about the idea of this mandatory vaccination that you guys always talk about.
Well, I mean, again, it's not us talking about it. It's in ABC News. It's on CBS News. We pulled up the article yesterday, and basically what they're saying is they will enact Executive Order 13375. You can go check it out. Just type in Executive Order 13375. And the threat is if you don't take the mandatory vaccination that they also talk about in the World Health Organization document that we've posted on InfoWars, then they're going to charge you $250,000 and throw you in jail for a year. We're going to come back to you. Talk to you about that. Go to Steven, Alex, Victor, and others. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes, PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA, unless you trust the government. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
I'm on the outside, I'm looking in.
folks. We are back. It's the Info Warrior. We're going to keep going through your calls. Let's go to Steven in Texas. The call-in line is 866-582-9933. Steven, you're on the air.
Yeah, hey, Jason.
How you doing?
Hey, great. First of all, I just wanted to say, like usual, I was on hold. I was kind of brainstorming, and I came up with the perfect nickname for you.
Okay.
We're gonna start calling you the Berminator.
I would be lying if I said that's the first time I've heard that. But then again, Bermis goes with so many. I mean, I'm Thermos as a kid. I'm the Spaceman because of the teeth. I mean, it's ruthless, my friend. But I like the Berminator. It's not too bad.
Yeah, because you're out to destroy the New World Order. So
I really am. I'm trying, brother. Jeez, man. It gets tougher and tougher every day.
Yeah. I wanted to mention a couple things about this so-called swine flu epidemic. First of all, I want to remind people and you, one of your callers a couple weeks ago mentioned this website, IDEMC.org.
Mm-hmm. I remember that.
Yeah, and it's got right now, I'm looking at pandemic alert level 5, and I just happened to write this down. It's got Mexico, you know, they give suspected infected, and it's got 13,367 in Mexico, and then the confirmed infected is 1,311. They're definitely the highest above everybody else.
We need to bring that site up. Hold on 1 second, Stephen. It's IDEMC.org, and I do remember bringing this up. This is the live, it's IDEMC.org, the live pandemic chart. I don't know why we haven't linked to this on Prison Planets, because I do a three-hour show and I forget after the show sometimes. But yeah, talk about fear-mongering. It's like a live chart of where these viruses are. And there you go. There it is. Bring it up on the screen.
Yeah.
So go ahead, Stephen. Tell us more about it.
It says 181 dead in Mexico, and New Zealand's got the highest for quarantine. It's got 399. Of course, the USA has one dead, 269.
New Zealand has quarantined 400 people, sir?
Yeah, that's what it says.
Oh, my God. Well, who else is big on the quarantines? Let us know right now.
I think I remember, like, Austria.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember who else was in there, maybe like Brazil. You know, here's the thing I wanted to share with you, a personal story. I know somebody who was recently in jail here in Houston.
Mm-hmm.
And, okay, he had to go through, you know, all these holding tanks on his way into the population of the jail. Well, one of the things he told me he had to do was go through the medical tank where they check you out. And one of the questions they asked him was, in the last 10 days, have you been outside the United States, visited any other country? Well, he had just been to Mexico for 9 days. Well, they kind of went berserk, and they told him he had to wear this mask. And here he said he was waiting in the holding tank for the, you know, this officer would come in and check on them there, and kind of went off on him because he's not wearing his mask. Well, then the other people in the holding tank, he said, started going, hey, we're the ones that ought to get the mask. You know, this guy's been to Mexico. He could be spreading the swine flu to everybody.
Oh, the fear just never stops. And I'm sure your friend is perfectly healthy and not buying into the fear.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah,
he's fine, you know. But, I mean, you know, without even confirming he has anything, they're just assuming because he visited Mexico, oh, he's a carrier now and he's a potential spreader of this horrible disease that's going to kill us all.
It's just disgusting, Stephen. And how do you feel about the fact that they just redirected a plane today from, you know, from Munich, Germany, and they stopped it at Boston Logan Airport just to take an old woman off wearing hazmat outfits and giving her an oxygen mask?
Oh, see, that's more of the visual effect,
mm-hmm.
you know, just to intimidate people. And, you know, I mentioned this last week, and you guys have confirmed this. I'm absolutely convinced all of this is to get people to take on what will kill them, which is the vaccines. Absolutely.
Yeah. Absolutely. Stephen, I thank you for the call. Always a great caller.
Sure.
Let's jump to Alex in Virginia. Alex, you're on the air. Yes, sir.
Hi, Alex. Yeah, I wanted to mention a couple of points. I heard in one of the GCN radio shows that the Mexican president, his name is Calderon.
Calderon.
I heard he's one of the members of Club of Rome, and you know,
more than likely, I don't know for sure, but I wouldn't doubt it. He's the president of Mexico, sir. He's absolutely a globalist.
Right, and the other thing also is I've been seeing a lot of choppers in my area.
Mm-hmm.
It's going like nonstop. It's just like going in circles. I don't know if that has anything to do. Do you think they might be spraying some chemicals?
Well, I don't think they're spraying chemicals in the choppers. I mean, they're obviously doing the chemtrail thing. I mean, today, listen, it ain't exhaust. Today, they plastered the skies in X formations on my way to work, okay? I'm not making it up. I didn't just, you know, imagine it. It's the InfoWarrior with Jason Burmes. We'll be back after this. 866-582-9933.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Wouldn't you love to be a lucky parent who's proud of your child's grades? Well, now you can turn poor grades around to A's, even when they're failing. Call right now for a free copy of the Top 10 Secrets to Improving Grades.
Hello, I'm Dan Bassmajan. During my 20 years as an educator, the kids with failing grades were sent to me. I discovered that bad grades don't come from bad or lazy kids. They come from kids who are overwhelmed by everything they have to learn. That's why I created The Simple Way to an A. This system shows kids how to learn and how to ace every test. It's so easy. Your teenager will earn better grades in 30 days guaranteed and become the happy, confident kid you know they can be.
For a limited time, Dan is offering all parents a free copy of his Top 10 Secrets to Improving Grades. Call now so we can send them to you absolutely free. Call 888-849-6863. That's 888-849-6863. Call 888-849-6863.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
When they tortured and scared you for 20-odd years, then they expect you to pick a career. When you can't really function, you're so full of fear. A working class hero is something to be. Religion and sex and TV. And you think you're so clever and classless and free, but you're still peasants as far as I can see. Working class hero is something to be.
All right, folks, we are back. We're going to continue to go to your calls, Victor, Stephen, Mark, Pete, John, and others. But first, I want to do a bit of a news blitz in this long segment. You don't think people can be evil? You don't think there's people out there that are just sick in the head, sycophants? Well, this is kind of a mainline article that's not talked about in the United States media because it's over in the UK. I guess there was a big thing about this baby P, and I guess his name was now called Peter, but he was a 2-year-old boy. And the 32-year-old boyfriend of this woman who had this baby, who was killed, just brutally killed. I mean, these people all got off from him dying. Kid had broken ribs, a spine that was broken, marks all over his body, bruises everywhere. 2-year-old. And you want to know what this guy was convicted of? Raping him. Raping 2-year-olds. Some people get off on that. They're called psychopaths. They're called sickos. And unfortunately, some of them also reside at the upper echelons of power. Believe it or not, read the Franklin cover-up. See what happened at the White House in the late 80s. Check it out. Check out the call boy ring that was run out of Barney Frank's apartment with his boyfriend. Oh, that wasn't a call boy ring, Jason. Just a few of those guys were under 18. What? 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 Okay, so sex with young teenage boys is okay when you're a powerful congressional member or a senator or a lobbyist, somebody out in Washington. It's okay then. No big deal. Doesn't matter. All over the mainstream media, people just forget about it. So I want to talk about that. And don't worry, if you're not scared of the flu yet, this online exhibit of the 1918 virus may help, where 40 to 100 million people died. So if you haven't bought into the fear-mongering, don't worry. You will. You can. Just go to this website. And don't worry, if you're our MySpace friend, our White House MySpace friend, we'll just update you on the H1N1 virus. And then the U.S. is saying, this one's out of Reuters, the flu pandemic could overload the entire health system. A rapidly spreading flu outbreak may quickly overload a U.S. health system already straining from hospital closures, cuts in public health funding, a nursing shortage, and too many uninsured patients, health experts said on Friday. They said the threat of a flu pandemic caused by an unusual new strain. See, unusual new strain of H1N1. It's a 4-spot. It's very unusual. And again, there's no pigs that seem to have it. But that's going to shut it down. See, that's where they have the excuses to have you come be inoculated at your church, your local community center, makeshift hospitals, makeshift FEMA centers. World Health Organization's documents say this. I don't have the WHO document right in front of me, but we've been covering it for the last 3 days, folks. If you don't believe me, please go check the document out. Please, for the love of God, don't believe Jason Burmes. Oh, look what we have here. He just picks it up out of the stack. Here it is, the WHO document. Let me just read it for you one more time. This is out of section 1.4.2. Ensure the mechanisms exist for information sharing between national authorities, World Health Organization, and other United Nations agencies. World government rules in the case of a pandemic. It's right here. Coordinate with or use existing mechanisms set up by the implementation of the international health regulations. Now, what does the international health regulation really mean? Well, they reveal themselves in section 1.51. This is what the international health regulation means for you. During a pandemic, it may be necessary to overrule existing legislation or individual human rights. Doesn't matter what the laws are, doesn't matter about the Constitution, no Bill of Rights, we're just going to overrule them. Doesn't matter if you're a human being, you have no rights. We're better than you. We're bigger than you, and we tell you what to do. Examples are the enforcement of quarantine, overruling individual freedom of movement, you can't go anywhere, use of privately owned buildings for hospitals, just what I said, the makeshift centers at your churches, your community centers, your YMCAs, you name it. You name it. Off-license use of drugs, that means the drugs don't have to work, and if they make you sick and kill you, or if they make you sick and you survive, guess what? No lawsuits. You just have to grin and bear it. Ha ha, they poisoned me. Ha ha, I lost my legs. Ha ha, my brain's damaged. I slur my speech now. Oh, I can't get it up anymore. Give me a break. Compulsory vaccination or implementation of emergency shifts in essential services. So again, that caller before the break says, all this mandatory vaccines you're talking about. I'm not talking about it. This is them talking. This is the World Health Organization document talking about it. These decisions need a legal framework to ensure transparent assessment and justification of the measures that are being considered and to ensure coherence with the international legislation, which is international health regulations. It's right in the document. I'm just reading it. See, I did learn to read in school. I did. I learned to take letters and numbers and form sentences. I did that. I really did. So I have the ability to see what someone else writes down, an organization like the World Health Organization by the UN. I can read that, and it comes out in verbiage. People hear it, and they think Jason Burmes is saying it. Jason Burmes is fear-mongering about 13375 and compulsory vaccinations. No, I'm reading you the framework they have set up. All right, I'm done with my rant now. We are going to go to Victor in Ohio. Victor, you're on the line.
How are you doing, Jason?
You know, I'm living.
Great, great. Well, first of all, I just want to say God bless you. God bless to you and Alex for doing what you do, because you guys are true patriots.
Well, thank you, friend.
I'd also like to say I'm active duty in the military. Mm-hmm. Been for 11 years. I have a couple things I want to share with you.
Mm-hmm.
I was told yesterday that our security forces in the United States Air Force have been put on alert for a possible martial scenario.
Oh, my God.
Okay. I have also been told, and I want to send you documents because I'm going to get them tomorrow, from a lady that I know that lives in a town close to me.
Mm-hmm.
That was approached by a military person at her home and told that they would be coming to the town for a military exercise around May 23rd. And mm-hmm. that they would be going through homes and searching homes and doing random things like that. It was only an exercise.
Now, what are they saying it's for? Gun confiscation? Or they're going through to see for terrorism? I mean, what is it?
She said it's just they said it was a normal military exercise.
Oh, yeah, where they just go through your home for no apparent reason. I mean, forget about your Fourth Amendment. To be safe in your persons and possessions, it doesn't exist anymore. The military's here. And if you do want to send us those documents that you're going to be getting tomorrow, it is the weekend in the office. So if you have a MySpace, I'm around on the weekends, myspace.com/Jason Burmes, or, you know, otherwise we might not get it till Monday. Put something big and bold how important it is. Aaron at Infowars.com, Rob D at Infowars.com. You got anything else for me, Victor?
Other than that, no. I didn't know if you had a fax number or something you'd give me. She's going to give me a document tomorrow.
I do have a fax number, actually, and why don't you go hold him over, board op, and we will IM you the fax number and make sure to give it to him. Because if you do fax it, put something. I'm getting all the faxes finally now, and I will make sure to go through my email and check for that fax tomorrow, especially if they're really considering implementing martial law. I pray to God you're wrong, Victor, but I'm going to look at the documents. I thank you for the call. Let's go to Steven in Indiana. Steven, you're on the line.
Jason and guys, how are you doing?
I'm doing all right. I'm telling you what, I'm a little bummed out about that last phone call.
Yeah, I heard that. I was like, oh, that's just wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, I'm remembering that it'll just, in my, because when I, focus, it's just going to make me angrier. So it's like I'm not putting up with their crap. In fact, I called the White House today and told them exactly what I thought. Yeah, I told him, I said, yeah, give Obama and the rest of the White House the message. Just basically told them, yeah, we know they staged terror attacks and we're reclaiming our republic. So that's basically what I told him. And I also called Baron Hill office in here in Bloomington, Indiana, and basically asked him what he thought about that statement by, the Senator Dick Durbin.
Oh, Dick, and we didn't cover this one, but Dick Durbin, the senator, basically said, and I'm not a huge Dick Durbin guy, but at least he admits that Congress is owned by the lobbyists, every single one of them.
Yeah, exactly. I was like almost flabbergasted.
And he's a senator, by the way. People don't understand what the differences in government are because we've been, eating fluoride and being retarded, but there are three branches of government, okay? It's the judicial, the executive, and the legislative.
Exactly.
And they're there for checks and balances. You see, the executive wasn't always able to say, you know what, national security, we're going to do what we want. Executive order, we're going to do what we want. It used to be that your elected officials, see, you elect your congressmen, you elect your senators, you elect your state senators, they would actually pay attention to the constituents. But now, it costs $30 to $50 million to run in a lot of these races, and you know who they're loyal to? They're loyal to the lobbyists. And this senator, 1 in 100, that's what I tell you, it's 1 in 100. It's 2 senators per state, folks. Get it right. Remember, Barack Obama, this guy who came out of nowhere, he wasn't even a real senator until 2004. He was a state senator, which is unheard of. He didn't even finish one Senate term. Wake up. Anyway, the 1 in 100 senator finally came up and said, you know what? Congress is owned by the lobbyists. They're not here for the American people. Truer words were never spoken.
Yeah, you hit the nail on the head, Jason. When I read that, I was like, my gosh, someone's actually admitting it. That's a shocker. It reminds me of that saying. What was it? Oh, was it Orwell who said it? You know, in a time of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act.
Yeah, and we actually have that T-shirt over at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. It is one of the T-shirts that I do rock in the streets a lot and get a pretty positive response all the time when people go, hey, you know, I like the shirt. Hey, da, 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 da. I thank you for the call, my man.
You're very welcome.
Hey, thank you. Let's jump to Mark in Oregon. Mark, you're on the line.
Good evening to you.
Good evening.
Good evening to you. Mr. Bermitz, I just have to say before I give you the reason for my call that, in my opinion, I'm a pretty experienced listener. I'm one of your older listeners.
Mm-hmm.
You're doing a sterling job.
Oh, thank you.
Yes, sir. And I've listened to you since the first night, I believe, and the show is improving. Your reportage and your perspective on the news is excellent.
Well, thank you, man. All I'm doing is just going through what they're saying. You know, I go through the news wires before this show, and when I read an article telling me that it's going to be moral decadence to have a nice lawn and a garden, I wanna scream from the mountaintops. Are you crazy? What, do I have a rose garden and I'm a bad guy? I have to feel guilt for this? It's sickening.
Right. Where good is evil and evil is good.
Mm-hmm.
Jason, Alex said on his show yesterday that he thinks this so-called flu pandemic is really cover for for the most part, from what I could gather from what Alex was saying, it's cover for the implosion of the world's economy.
Mm-hmm.
I think they have that going along quite well. I think they're pretty much way past the halfway point with that. And
I absolutely agree. But it could be, you know what it could be the cover for? Not just the world economy, but to really bring in a North American union. I mean, with Mexico taking $48 billion in these SDR units, and America has now taken, I believe, over $2 trillion in SDR units, it really feels like Canada just has to go into that SDR pot, take something out of there, the right crisis, and then a North American union has to be formed.
It is a possibility, but they're moving so fast and so falsely. Just blatantly making this whole tremendous global flu pandemic out of nothing, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But I think this business is really about being the vehicle to bring in martial law, Jason. The martial law will allow them to actually enforce mandatory vaccinations, which will then make many people very sick or worse. Now, the moves that they're making, that's what they're saying to me. Now, what will martial law be like combined with likely forced and most likely poisoned vaccinations? Extrapolating from this premise, Jason, to put it succinctly, they're going for the jugular vein. They're on the verge of locking the country down so they can then have their way with the American people and then, in very short order, have their way with the rest of the world's people. It's like Dr. Rebecca Carley said on Alex's show on Thursday, on a biological level, we don't know the end of the end game until it's already arrived, because there is a delayed reaction in the human body to viruses, so we have a time lapse there. Dr. Horowitz said today on Alex's show, covering this aspect of, we haven't seen the worst yet, as Janet Napolitano said publicly this past Sunday when they declared a level 5 alert, pandemic alert at the White House, that there's a worse one coming. She didn't leave any doubt about it. She didn't say maybe. Now, Dr. Horowitz believes that they are seeding the public with a virus which will greatly enable a much more lethal bioweapon virus to take hold, and I agree 100% with your excellent caller, Stephen, from Houston, when he said the bottom line of this is really getting us to take the vaccinations here. They are really that far along, as opposed to only being far along to the point where they would want to be covering up something. They are actually instigating this, and this is a whole new move that's going
to bring about
a whole new paradigm.
Let's just say they get, without any kind of martial law, let's say that our previous caller's wrong, they don't do level 6, they don't do quarantines, they don't do martial law in this country.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just say that. And they still get 10% of the population to take their Baxter inoculations,
right? And
just
they 10%. Will, too.
And yeah, exactly. 10% might be a low number. We could see up to 30, maybe 40, maybe 50% of the population take that. And then 3 months down the line, all of a sudden everybody starts getting sick. And then real martial law comes in, and real quarantines come in, and then forced inoculations come in, and it ain't 10% of the population that's sick. It ain't 20, it ain't 30, it ain't 40, it's 90. Because, yeah, you know, 90%.
I don't know if it would be 3 months down the line, Jason. Mm-hmm. I think that, you know, that would be way too much time to allow for exposure of what they're doing. Mm-hmm. They have other parts of the agenda which they're going to manifest, which depends on this linchpin event. This is more of a linchpin event to their agenda, okay, mm-hmm. so that the rest of their agenda can continue on and be fulfilled than 9/11 was. This actually is, in the history of the world, the biggest satanic ritual sacrifice of first a country, the United States, and then the whole world as a sacrifice. So you can really parallel with what they're doing to the people of the world, basically, with fear and with people getting sick and hurting when they vomit and hurting when they have fever and shaking and being miserable, just as the beginning of the type of scenario you have in the treatment of satanic ritual sacrifice victims, such as even you were mentioning, like little babies.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, Mark, it's a real inconvenient truth, excuse the pun, that the elite in this country and of the world are occultists, and they do perform sacrifices. I'm not happy about it. I didn't believe it at first. Do your research. I thank you for the call, Mark. We're going to come back. We're going to go to Pete, John, JD, Jared, and more. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes, PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of sea nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt cheap superfoods should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel with Midas Resources. As you know, government spending is at an all-time high and inflation is on the rise. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? As the economy continues to deteriorate due to corporate greed and government intervention, more people will lose their jobs and, worse, their life savings. Having your hard-earned money in banks, the stock market, or any other paper asset is a lose-lose deal. You'll lose on your capital investment and you'll lose purchasing power as the dollar continues to devalue. One thing is certain, having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens, your investment will never be worthless. If you've been thinking about investing in the physical possession of precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and I will take the time personally to put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call Peter, 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108.
For farmland, years and years I roam.
just rush through callers. We're going to Pete, John, JD, Jared, and Steve. Pete, you're on the line.
Yeah, hey, Jason.
How you doing?
All right. Hey, I just want to say thanks to you and Alex for keeping up, the info war, the good work.
Well, thank you, brother.
I've been running around with something in my head for about a week now, trying to figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
With this, quote unquote swine flu, whatever the heck it is.
Mm-hmm.
You got to think why, okay, if they want to take out, X amount of the population, why not just do it with something strong right from the get go?
Well, because then you're going to have panic. You're going to have people go to their firearms that they haven't taken away. And, officials are going to get shot. Some of the elite are going to get shot. People aren't going. Listen, if you do this, that it's not gradual. You don't condition the public. Let's say first of all, you don't have enough troops really to contain 300 million people. All right. You need to bring in foreign troops. You've got to get a certain number of the populace to do it voluntarily, or it is going to be a total mess. It's going to be a hot civil war in this country. Like I said, man, I am the last person to call for violence for anything. I get a lot of critics because, I don't talk about the militia that much. I don't talk about the Second Amendment that much. But I'll tell you what, if they go to level 6, I'm coming into this office. I am not going to a quarantine center, and they are going to have to drag me out live on the internet. I promise you that. And I'm not going without a fight. I'm kicking and screaming.
I'm right there with you.
That is the mentality. So they can't just release a hot bioweapon and kill a bunch of people because people will freak out. What they want to do is get people to come into the camps, call them in masses, and then, listen, if you read this WHO document where it says you have no individual human rights, they really talk about the aftermath. And they say, when people get out of that camps, they're going to be naturally upset. They lost family members. They lost friends. They lost businesses. A lot of them lost homes. We're going to have to be extra sensitive to them. And we're really going to have to, basically pull psychological warfare on them so they don't freak out after the fact. It's all a big balance. So that's why they're doing this incrementally. That's why this looks to be a beta test. Again, I'm not trying to fearmonger. They're at level 5. They go to level 6, it's time to get worried. It's time to go to your country home. It's time to say, no, I don't care about Executive Order 13375. I thank you for the call, Pete. Let's jump to John in California. John, you're on the line. Yes, sir.
Can you hear me all right? Can you hear me all right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I have two remarks for you.
Mm-hmm.
The first one is took a shot this year for the time ever. 4 months ago, they were giving them out for free in the clinic where I go.
Mm-hmm. Well, actually, you know what? We had a couple people in We Are Change just over the winter, and I'm going to have to drop you on the second one because you're fading in and out, John, where they would just literally roll up to people. In other words, it was a drive-through free flu vaccine. They did this year, and We Are Change, Colorado, I believe it was, started instructing people. They said, hey, look at the thimerosal, look at these other vaccines. And they actually got a few dozen people not to take the vaccines. But you think they got them at your clinic? You think they got them at the airport? They got a drive-by stop for you and your family to just stick your arm out and take the shot. That's how sick they are. And it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if they admit that World Health Organization says existing vaccine, little use against the new flu. Doesn't even work. And people are going to take Relenza, and they're going to take Tamiflu, and it will do nothing. It will do nothing for you, but probably make you sick. Shh, don't tell your neighbors. We like them in fear. All right, let's go to JD in Minnesota. JD, you're on the air.
Jason, what
yes,
a pleasure
sir.
To talk to you. You rock the mic, my man, I tell you what.
Thank you, brother.
Quick comment on the swine flu. I tell you what, I'm the father of four. If anybody tries to force a shot on my kids or me, they are going to get their own shot in return. Are you there?
That's right. Yeah, yes, brother, I am here. I'm going to hold you over. And you know what? Again, I don't want it to come to that. I don't want it to come to violence. But like he said, you want to get shot? Try to give me one, and we'll see what happens. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis. We'll be back after this. Go check out my blog, theinfowarrior.com.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
Listening to GCN, the world leader in independent talk radio.
You and me will all go down in history with a sad Statue of Liberty and a generation that didn't agree.
We are back. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis. We've got JD on the line. We're going to go to Jared, Steve, Rob, and Jonas. It's the Info Warrior. Now, I'm in full agreement with you, man. Especially, you know what? I'm kind of upset because I'm in Texas and my family is in New York. And, you know, I've got a 4-year-old niece. I've got a 15-year-old sister. You know, my mom's out there. And no one's sticking a needle in my family's arms if I have anything to say about it.
Absolutely. But the main reason why I called is you want to talk about conditioning, okay? I live in Mound, which is on the west side of Lake Minnetonka, probably 30 minutes away from downtown Minneapolis, okay? Mm-hmm. Tomorrow, the DHS, tomorrow morning, the Department of Homeland Security is coordinating an exercise with the majority of the police departments on the west side of Lake Minnetonka for a mock bombing drill.
Oh, where's the bombing supposed to take place?
Right off of old Shoreline Drive. They even have a nifty name for it called Operation Black Cat. And myself and some guys from MNChange.org are going to be out there and, you know, give out some DVDs and stuff like that and hope to wake up some people. But it's curious because it's Mound. Nothing happens out in Mound. So what is the purpose of DHS running an exercise out here? The whole thing just hits me as very, very strange.
Well, the thing is, if they run that drill now, it'll acclimate the public even further when they run that big NLE 09 exercise when there's supposed to be terrorist attack prevention and everybody's going to be spied in and we're going to have international troops everywhere and all the local government's going to have to work with the federal government. So it's probably a precursor to that. Again, they like to use these drills as a cover for attacks sometimes, but most of the time they don't publish those drills. They're really not out in the public eye. And now that we're putting a large spectrum of light on them in the darkness, I really hope that they're just trying to prep these people and get them ready and not cause a false flag attack. I thank you for the call, JD. We're going to go to Jared in L.A. Jared, you're on the line.
How you doing?
Good, man.
I got woken up maybe 3 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I've been doing, you know, research after research after report after report after report. And right now I'm getting ready to watch the 77 ripple effect that you mentioned.
Oh yeah, that's
earlier.
A good one. 77 ripple effect really lays out what went down during these quote unquote Al-Qaeda train bombings. These Muslim extremists, remember, they're the enemy. We have to restrict your freedom. It doesn't matter if we're running a drill at the same exact time or the same exact thing happening. It doesn't matter if we're just going to show you some photos of a guy in a Puma t-shirt having some coffee cakes at the local convenience store. That's the evidence. Believe the government, sir.
I mean, it's crazy, and I've never actually believed what the government had to tell me, just for the simple fact of 9/11, mm-hmm. and, you know, different scientists and stuff like that finding active super nanothermite in the debris mm-hmm. you know, of 9/11, and the governor at the time, I Rudy Giuliani.
Yes, he was actually the mayor of New York City. The governor was George Pataki, but continue.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah.
That's all right, bro.
Had got rid of the entire crime scene.
Well, what they did is they put GPS on all of the trucks that were to take out the debris. They got most of the debris out in just a few months. They shipped it off to China. The majority of it was melted down, never to be seen again. And one guy decided to take an extended lunch break. They had the GPS thing. You're not allowed to leave the area. You're not allowed to take an extended lunch break. You're fired, brother. You're out of here. And that's how they roll when they take part in a cover-up, brother. Thank you for the call, Jared. We're going to go to Steve, Rob, Jonas, and others. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes. Back after this.
You already know that drinking pure high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline, to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. 269-216-9767 today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Americans, do you know where your food comes from? Is it safe, secure, and healthy? Did you know most of our food is not contaminated with genetically modified ingredients? We at Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company have been helping people get pure garden seed for 12 years and carry over 1,200 varieties of GMO-free heirloom seed. Go to www.rareseeds.com for more information. That's rareseeds.com. Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company was started in 1998 by a 17-year-old as a hobby. It was developed out of a passion for preserving our vegetable heritage. The company now offers the largest selection of pure heirloom seeds, strive every year to bring back varieties like our forefathers grew. In times like these, we can't trust the government to keep our seeds safe. Every year at Baker Creek, we work to preserve the best of the oldest for future gardeners. We also offer affordable seed collections for long-term storage. Go to www.rareseeds.com and get your seeds from America's pure seed source. That's rareseeds.com.
Running to Babylon, run all the way to Babylon, me, you there in Babylon.
All right, folks, we are back. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes, and we're going to continue to just blast through your calls, 866-582-9933. Let's go to Steve in Florida. Steve, you're on the line.
Hey, thanks for blasting through the calls. I appreciate it.
You got it, brother.
And congratulations on 2 full months of great radio.
Well, thanks, man. I'm actually a little bit over 2 months, I think, now, right? We're on, what are we, May 1st? So I started on, maybe it was the 1st. Maybe this is March 1st, did I? This is it. You're right. It's my two-month anniversary.
Your first couple weeks was March.
You are right, sir. You are correct. It is 2 months. Wow, 2 months down, 10 more to go, and hopefully many more happy months after that, after we defeat these bastards. Go ahead, sir.
I sure hope I'm hearing your voice a year from now on the air, definitely. Two things. One, you know, you brought up the chemtrails and how they're Xing up in the sky above you on the way to work.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I mean, since all of this has gone down and just the announcements of the G8, this flu thing, and since Obama, mm-hmm. The administration announced that they were going to release stuff into the air, and they basically are just coming out in the open with everything you guys have been talking about for 10, 20 years.
Yeah, you know what? I was reflecting on that, too, when I was watching those chemtrails and thinking to myself, man, they always tell us after the fact, and then they tell us it's still not really even true, but we're thinking about it. Yeah, we're thinking about shooting pollutants into the upper atmosphere to block the sun to save global warming, or to save us from global warming. Meanwhile, NASA has a global warming plan where they're shooting pollutants into the air. I mean, give me a break.
Well, the funniest thing on this subject is, you know, I mean, today was just horrible here in Boca Raton, Florida, and I've been watching this since I've been awake since 2002. I see it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if you put on UV sunglasses and you look up in the sky, and, you know, you'll notice planes going by, and you'll see either there's some condensation trails that, you know, evaporate real quick or none at all, and mm-hmm. then you'll see the military planes carpeting. And if you watch with your UV glasses, anybody out there, put them on, look up, because you can look up when you have those UV glasses on, and you will see this stuff falling in these straight line trails right down into your backyard.
Yeah,
and it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous, and I think, you know, it's ramping up right now.
It is ramping up. I totally and completely agree with you. And, you know, while our eye really isn't on that prize at the moment, they'll just ramp up everything else. It's just like everybody's talking about swine flu, and then all of a sudden, oh, Mexico's going to borrow a bunch of SDRs from the IMF, further strengthening the new global banking system and the world currency. No big deal. Don't worry. Go back to sleep. Oh, yeah, Mexico's just going to shut down their government, too. No big deal. Go back to sleep. Go ahead.
The chemtrails are a great way to weaken people's immune systems. But on one other thing, I want to call you out.
Mm-hmm.
I was in Aspen, Colorado in January,
mm-hmm.
and I saw Pennywise. It was at the X Games and Flowbox.
Okay.
And I'm the only one in the crowd getting all pissed off as they're on stage celebrating Obama. And I'm telling you, you know, together we rise, right? But the CD might have a lot of nice, outspoken type of lyrics. These guys are running around praising Obama on stage, and the whole crowd.
They're young. They're young. They're young, man. And they, they're going to have their blind spots too, brother. And you know, I listened to that whole album. I really like it, but they do have that one song with Barack Obama in it. And you know what? Hopefully they see the Obama deception. Hopefully they wake up. I'm hoping we can actually get them on this program. Maybe, you know, amp it up and give them some more information, ship them some DVDs to watch. I hear you on that, man. Pop culture isn't always the best way to go, but at least opens up some people that are still stuck in those paradigms to come over to Alex Jones, to come over to Jason Burmes, to go check out the Obama deception, to go get a copy of Fabled Enemies. I thank you for the call, my man. Let's jump to Jonas in Colorado. Jonas, you're on the line.
One other thing I want to call you out.
Yes, sir. All right, we got to jump. Let's go to, let's see, we're going to go to Skyler in Texas. Skyler on the line. Yes, Skyler. Yes, sir.
I got an interesting piece of news here out of Round Rock.
Okay.
The Trans-Texas Corridor, which was defeated in January, has a facelift, apparently.
Yeah, well, you know what? They said that they ended it, but then they admitted that they were just going to rename it and give it the contract to a different... I think it was under CentraCorp before, but I don't think CentraCorp is involved any longer. They just changed the company, changed the name. Give me the news.
Innovative Connectivity Vision 2009.
Oh, is that what it's now? Oh, that's nice. Do you have any documents or is it an article out of Round Rock?
It is out of the Round Rock Impact News, May 2009 edition, page 25.
And what's it called again so I can write this down? Because I don't want to forget this, and I do want to go over this.
This is the Innovative Connectivity Vision 2009.
Innovative.
Maybe throw in a semicolon in there or something like that. I'm not good with English grammar there. But, yeah, they... they're going to, what they're actually going to do here now, according to them, is Each segment is now referred to by its highway number, while the original nomenclature is gone. Mm-hmm. The projects behind it will go forward on a smaller scale with a focus on using existing right-of-way rather than acquiring more property.
Yeah, of course. I mean, they weren't going to kill the Trans-Texas Corridor. They're not going to kill their North American Union. They're not going to kill their global government. They're going to just try to rename it and disguise it.
Yeah, and if you look at the map, it's pretty much the exact, like, opposite direction as the other one went.
Mm-hmm.
Literally, mm-hmm. up through Texas, it's almost parallel.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now. We've got it up right now, and it's Transportation Update, Trans-Texas Corridor. What's the website there? Can you scroll down so I can read it to the people? It's the Community Impact Newspaper. Go check it out. I thank you for the call and the tip, Skyler. I really appreciate it. Let's go to Neilan in California. Neilan, you're on the line.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Hi there. I just wanted to call
mm-hmm.
to say that I really appreciate what you guys are doing.
Well, thank you.
But, sorry there, you caught me off guard. I don't know. I don't think until people start radicalizing a lot, like really radical, not like guns and knives and all that, but like banner drops and sit-ins and blocking traffic.
Civil unrest. In other words, civil disobedience. What worked for Martin Luther King Jr.? What worked for Gandhi? I got to agree with you. I mean, we do need a massive peaceful resistance. And the problem is that, all right, we start getting that kind of going with these tea parties, right? It starts off with the dozens of people and then hundreds, and then by the time we're ready to have thousands of people go to these things, it gets co-opted by Fox News. So they're making it extremely difficult, my friend. Go ahead.
It's pathetic. And look, when we're born into this country, we kind of sign a bond to the Constitution.
Mm-hmm.
It's our constitutional mandate to literally overthrow illegitimate governments through impeachment.
Yes, it's all enemies foreign and domestic.
And domestic, exactly. We can impeach our president for crimes that are not even on the book. You know, if we just think our president is inadequate.
Yeah, but you know what? The problem is that people, unless the media gets behind it, which is totally corporate-owned, people don't even know when impeachments actually happen. Listen, we had Kucinich read 33 articles of impeachment on the Bush administration, and no one reported on it. Nobody.
We've seen the effects of corporatization of the media since the 70s, but look, mm-hmm. it's all moot. It's all moot, man, because the fact is, until we radicalize, nothing will happen. You guys are doing a great job. We're reaching hundreds of thousands, even millions of people, and new people are listening every day. It doesn't matter, though. It doesn't matter until in Little Rock, you know, all the way over to Maine, I mean, all across the nation, rural areas and city areas, banner drops, civil disobedience. That is what's going to make the military-industrial complex sit up and start directing it towards the people, and then, you know, and then we'll actually see what they've been getting ready for us, because it's all been preparation now.
Yeah, well, you know what? The problem is that a lot of people are just too...
Trigger, you know?
I don't disagree. The problem is people are too dedicated to their iPhone apps, too dedicated to their local sports teams, too dedicated to their Jenny Light to give a damn. It doesn't matter they're taking their home. It doesn't matter they devalued their dollar. It doesn't matter that the auto industry is now dead. The last thing we had in this country, the last thing that we actually physically, tangibly made. It doesn't matter to these people. They, you know what? They swallowed the fluoride. They love the government, and they think everything is just fine and dandy. And until they wake up and are ready to get out into the streets, I can't agree more. I thank you for the call, Neilan. Let's jump to Amando in New York. Amando, you're on the line. Oh, Amando dropped. Well, then let's go to Rob in Pennsylvania, because it looks like he dropped before and came back. Rob, you on the line?
Yo, what's good, Bermie?
How you doing, brother?
All right, man. Listen, first of all, I've got to say, I had a couple of really good laughs earlier. I heard the guy who described himself as an elderly gentleman about Jonesy's age, 35.
Yeah, 35, that's elderly. I'll be there before I know it.
Right, so I'm like, a decade past that, you know, and I'm just having a good old laugh, which is good because I'm incarcerated right now, so anything helps. Mm-hmm. And I can verify what that gentleman earlier was talking about, how they make you jump through hoops and they give you a real, you know, ration of crap about just every part of your life.
Mm-hmm.
And they really like to clamp down on you.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not the reason I called. Obviously, I do want to mention that you're doing just an incredible job.
Well, thank you, brother.
Jonesy's Jonesy's doing an amazing job. I don't think, you know, looking at it from your perspective, you can really appreciate how much you are lending to, you know, to history, really, is what it's going to shake out to be. You guys, you have a place in society and this world that is just so precious that, you know, I think a lot of us have to really give you your props. And
well, thanks, Rob. You're dropping a lot of weight on my shoulders right now.
But in any case, I wanted to get your feedback because I didn't hear you talking about it. It looks like Barry O is going for the hat trick. I heard David Suter stepped down today.
Yeah, no, I did talk about it briefly, actually, and I said that, you know, he's probably going to bring somebody in who is more likely to vote that, you know, the Constitution is suspended in a time of martial law or pandemics. I did say really briefly, Suter is stepping down, and Barack Obama will be appointing a new Supreme Court justice. The question is that going to be big news, or is it just going to be glossed over as this pandemic, you know, is just pumped into the public's, you know, psyche? I thank you for the call, Rob. We're going to go to Darnell, Chrissy, Kaylee, Noah, and more. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis, PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Idus Resources. May 1st, 2009. Gold opened this morning at 885.20. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $9.1106, $455.53 for half ounce, and $227.77 for quarter ounce. That's $9.1106, $455.53, and $227.77.
70% of China's 1 trillion reserves are in dollar, now purchasing 250,000 barrels of oil per day from Iran in euro. Japanese refiners buy 550,000 barrels, switching dollar to yen. Bad news for U.S. currency. China and Japan hold large positions in dollar. Dollar's fallen to 65% of euro. Erosion accelerates. Countries despise imperialistic policy of U.S. Loss of confidence causing more selling. GAO is warning about the debt spiraling out of control. Why attack Iran? Jerome O'Corsi's Iran Leads Attack Against the U.S. Dollar document spells it out. Call 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being destroyed in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237 for Corsi's report today. That's 800-686-2237.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpastes contain chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that many multivitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Do your herbal remedies have unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make the change to organic health and beauty products. Visit 2BNatural.com and order today. 2BNatural.com carries exclusive all-natural, chemical-free skin care, hair care, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. Visit 2BNatural.com. That's TOBENatural.com. 2BNatural.com. Use coupon code RADIO for 15% discount and free alkaline food chart. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog.
Rise, together we rise. 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 Together we rise.
If you believe in redemption, come and take it from another dimension. If you believe in redemption, come and take it from another dimension. If you believe in redemption, come and take it from another dimension. If you believe in redemption, I'm calling to you from another dimension.
All right, folks, we are back. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes. There are the Flowbots with a track I rather enjoy. Yes, do they love Barack Obama? They might. They just might. But again, people have their blind spots, folks. Listen, if you are a Christian listening out there, aren't you supposed to love thy enemy anyway? You know, I got nothing but love in my heart. I'm trying to love the enemy, but they continue to keep putting that gun right against my temple, getting ready to pull that trigger. It's hard to love somebody that acts so abusively towards you. You know, fool me once, shame on me. Fool me twice, can't be fooled again. Yeah, that's what a jackass says when they're trying to do that, by the way. I know that's not the correct one. It's a little Bushism for you cats out there. All right, we're going to continue to go to your calls. We're going to go to, what have we got here? We got Darnell, Chrissy, Kaylee, Noah, and more. Amando came back on. We're going to go to him, but be ready this time. Don't have me on speakerphone and my show in the background, please, sir. All right, Amando, you're on the air.
Hello, how you doing? I just wanted to mention a few things. First of all, I heard somebody talking about the chemtrails. If they want to know more about the chemtrails and the fluoride in the water and the mercury in the vaccines, a good video is America Enslaved. You go to Google Video and put America Enslaved. There's three parts, but the first part talks about that. Second of all, I wanted to mention, as I just heard on the news about maybe half an hour ago, is they broadcasted that 10 people who had the swine flu, they're doing fine now.
Oh, really? They're not dead? They're not vomiting up their organs? And, you know, it's not the worst pandemic ever? You're saying they're going to be okay?
Yeah, they're going to be okay.
Oh, look at that! And, unbelievable. Go ahead.
If anybody's interested in getting pepper spray or anything, go to americasdefense.com. Mm-hmm. That's a good website for pepper spray and so forth.
All right, brother. Thank you for the call, Amando. You know, it doesn't shock me. Again, this is big-time fear-mongering. Of course these people are going to be all right. You know, this website, go back to that IDEMC site right there. I know you guys got it next to you there. I really want people to see this, because if they're really saying that 13,000 people are infected in Mexico on this site, it sounds like a lot of hype to me. They're saying over 1,300 in the hospitals confirmed with the H1N1. I guess that would be right if they were telling the truth about the 150 beforehand, but Mexico said it was like 7. And they have to say it came from somewhere, folks. So, you know, don't believe the lies. All right, let's jump to our next caller. We got Darnell in California. Darnell, you're on the line.
Hey there, guys. I just wanted to say this is my first time actually listening to you guys, so I'm pretty impressed with the information that you guys cover.
Oh, cool.
Okay, and there was just some things that I wanted to bring up that I've been noticing as a trend over the past few years. I'm still pretty young myself, but one thing that was really big when I was growing up that they brought up a lot in public schools was the ozone layer.
Oh, yeah, hold on, let me stop you. It was all about global warming then. It wasn't about climate change, and it wasn't about CO2. It was about chlorofluorocarbons. And you watched brainwashing videos with Whoopi Goldberg and Ted Danson about how the world was going to end, and we needed to recycle, and we needed to cut it out because we were going to have the ozone layer deplete, and the sun's evil heat and radiation was going to kill all of us in the crops, and we were all going to starve to death. Continue.
Exactly, and it was just neat how they talked about the chlorofluorocarbons and everything, and that these were causing these holes in the ozone layer, and all of this extra thermonuclear radiation from the sun and the form of ultraviolet rays was superheating the surface of the planet when now the thing has shifted to global warming and climate change because those exact same carbons are causing a greenhouse effect, which is inadvertently, in retrospect, impossible according to the prior theory, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, it's amazing how things shifted from then to now, and we're not looking at the things that were taught in the past because we had to deal with the problem with the ozone layer.
Mm-hmm.
We had the issue with the mad cow disease, people feeding cows to cows to make them bigger.
Mm-hmm.
Then we had the bird flu epidemic going around, and that commuted to people in a form of SARS, and that's
mm-hmm.
nowhere to be found. You know, this is just another effort, a major fear-inducing tactic that we're going through, another cycle over and over and over, and people are really taking this totally out of hand.
Well, not only are they taking it out of hand, but I will say this. The reason we're so excited about it is because we've never seen the U.S. government mobilize in this fashion to a level 5 to start talking about Executive Order 13375, forced inoculations, to openly say to the public that the vaccine that you're going to take is by Baxter, who two months ago, they got caught sending out to 14 countries a bird flu vaccination with two types of live bird flu in it and another type of live human flu virus. We'll be back after this. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis, PrisonPlanet.tv.
You're listening to GCN. Genesis Communication Radio Network.
As the economy continues to plummet, many of us will have to make difficult choices and cut back on our expenses. One thing we cannot afford to cut back on, though, is our health. If you suffer from chronic illness, stress, weak immune health, or just feel tired, you need to visit Shentrition.com. Shentrition is an innovative supplement that stimulates the healing power of the body. Shentrition is made up of two parts. The first part is superfoods, alkalizing greens, and hemp protein. The second half contains a powerful herbal formula to heal and detoxify the body. The philosophy at Shentrition is to feed the body what it needs and heal the body with food in one product. Shentrition is all natural, wheat-free, dairy-free, and 100% vegetarian. Discover the ancient secrets to healing, wellness, and longevity at Shentrition.com. That's Shentrition, Shentrition.com. Or call 1-866-497-7436. That's 1-866-497-7436 today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging.
Yeah,
fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
You are a rebel, admit it. You refuse to read the directions when assembling a new item. You won't ask for directions when you're lost. Once in a while, you drive in the carpool lane with only you in the car. Your neighbors call you a crackpot. And you can count your real friends on one hand. Well, join the club. Einstein failed math, quit school, and his rebel ideas led to some of the world's most amazing discoveries. Edison rebelled against the dark, failed over 1,000 times, then invented the light bulb. George Washington rebelled against an entire country and led the creation of a new one. Now, Alex Jones is working to save that very country. So go ahead, be a rebel. Put in a food supply from eFoodsDirect.com. Everyone will realize you were not a nutcase after all. eFoodsDirect.com. If you're going to pick something to stand for, be sure you have enough food to keep on standing. 800-409-5633. eFoodsDirect.com. That's 800-409-5633.
All right, we're back. I think we already played that one tonight. really got to get that mixer working. There's a couple songs out there that I got. Stay Ready by Head PE I want to listen to. I got Freedom of Speech by Immortal Technique I'm waiting for. And I know all the kids out there that listen to the show for the music, I do get those emails, want to know the titles and want newer, fresher stuff. All right, let's continue to go through your phone calls. Let's see, we've got, I believe, Chrissy, Kaylee, Noah, and more on the line. The number is 866-582-9933. I just lost it for a second. We're going to go to those in a second, but I want to, there's a video to this, and the reason that I'm going to play this, not only because of the fear-mongering, colleges consider ban on handshakes at graduation. I guess there's two suspected cases in upstate New York of the swine flu in St. Lawrence County, and Clarkson University, SUNY Canton, and SUNY Potsdam are thinking about no handshakes. No handshakes at graduation. Absolutely ridiculous. And the local Fox News is actually reporting this. And we're ready to go with that? All right, let's just hit it right now.
In St. Lawrence County, two suspected cases of the H1N1 or swine flu virus have been submitted for testing.
And as 7 News reporter John Fryer tells us tonight, concern over the virus may put an end to a college tradition.
With commencement ceremonies on North Country campuses just around the corner, college officials are considering banning the traditional handshakes as graduates receive diplomas. It's being considered as a precaution in response to a nationwide international outbreak of the H1N1 influenza, also known as swine flu.
We discussed eliminating the handshake earlier in the week. That hasn't been ruled out, but that'll be a decision that'll be made next week by the president.
The university is also taking precautions for this weekend ceremony for graduates of the Clarkson School.
We've communicated with all the parents of our Clarkson School students, and we've asked them to please, if they're exhibiting the flu-like symptoms, not to attend the ceremony.
While there have been no confirmed or suspected cases of the infectious disease on local campuses, St. Lawrence County Public Health has submitted samples from two individuals to a state laboratory for testing.
These are suspect, and that's all it is at this point.
Officials say, as with any contagious illness, people should use common sense, caution, and consideration to prevent the spread of germs.
You know what? Why don't we just have graduation ceremonies where everybody's in hazmat uniforms and, you know, we don't hand anything to anybody. We'll just call a name up. They can get out in their little hazmat uniform and then maybe pull the hat off for a second and just do a little bow and then put it back on because it's so dangerous. So many people are going to die from the swine flu. Take the shot, take the shot, take the shot. All right, let's go to Chrissy in Texas. Chrissy, you're on the line.
Hi, yeah, it's actually Christy. Everybody's going to probably want to get a pen and a paper because I'm going to unload some information on you. I actually have U.S. patent numbers for the chemtrails.
Mm-hmm.
So go ahead and get in pen and paper, and I have a few things that people can look up on YouTube. Go ahead and look up MarsBoy683. This is a microbiologist, and he has done a four-hour video on MKUltra, and the chemtrails tie into this. First of all, I want to give you a test that you can do to kind of see the particles that are actually in the air floating. I know there was a guy that mentioned UV glasses. If you take your camera, your digital camera, outside at night, aim it to the sky and look at the space. Make sure your flash is on and look at the space in the air where the flash is going to be lighting up. You will actually see these particles falling down. They're not floating. They are actually falling at a pretty constant speed, at free fall speed. And they are heavy metallic. What it is it's barium ions, and they're heavy metallic particles. And because they are ionized, they are electromagnetic. Now, I want to remind everybody out there that we are electromagnetic beings. We put off a certain hertz of energy.
We have a frequency. Everything's at a frequency. In fact, you know, let me just stop you for a second. A lot of people don't understand. Everybody thinks that, you know, you're a solid being. You're not a solid being. If you look under a microscope and you go down, all cells are in motion. And it's only because we're set at this certain frequency that we actually stay together, that matter feels like, you know, like when I knock on this desk right here, it seems like I'm touching the desk and I'm knocking the desk. But when you get to microscopic levels, I never really even touch it. You know, and
further than that. Actually, there is no such thing as solid anything. You are not matter whatsoever. You are waves, and we perceive things. Our senses pick up these waves. This is what quantum physics has discovered, and is kind of leaking out to us. But you are not, you know, cells or anything like that. You're actually waves, these energy waves, and your senses, your eyes, your ears, your senses pick this up and translate it into what you feel, what you see, what you taste, what you smell. and stuff like that. But so with these chemtrails, what it's doing is it's making the atmosphere is a plasmatic state now, which means that there are free ions floating in the atmosphere, which are highly reactive. And this allows them to transmit energy through the air at a much greater level. So this all involves mind control. I know it sounds very crazy, and I didn't believe it at first, and I'm a stay-at-home.
You know what, here's my deal on that, though, Chrissy, and I thank you for the call. It's, you know, I can't prove that, you know, first of all, I can't prove much about chemtrails in the first place. You know, I can go to Rosalind Peterson's site, CaliforniaSkywatch.com. There's actually a new site out there that's trying to chronicle all the chemtrails during the day. I think it's like, I can't remember. Someone's been sending to me, but it's a really cool site. You know, whether this has to do with MKUltra, the offshoot of MKUltra later, or HARP weaponry, I just don't know. I don't have the evidence for that, so I don't like to speculate. Go check it out online. There's a lot of lectures, and, you know, I've been a big critic of David Icke in the past and continue to be on some of his positions, but I really do believe that his lectures on frequencies and wavelengths is not only intriguing, it's correct. So go check that out as well. All right, let's jump to our next caller. Let's go to Callie in New Hampshire. Callie, you're on the line.
Hi, Jason. This is actually Kelly in New Hampshire. I think you got my name wrong.
Well, they spell it all. I got K-A-L-I, so all right.
Oh, okay. Oh, no. That's horrible. That's like an evil goddess or something.
Well, I assure you, I don't think you're an evil goddess, ma'am.
Well, that's good, because I'm not. Okay. That last caller, it was amazing. But anyways, I'm calling because I have an issue with an earlier caller of yours who criticized you for your interview with Naomi Wolf.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that was a pretty good interview.
Yeah, I took her to task on a few things, right? I mean, it wasn't a softball interview. I wasn't agreeing with everything she said. I really enjoyed her movie. I thought that a lot of the positions are my positions, and I challenged her on the Obama administration. I challenged her on the war. I challenged her on, you know, I brought up the Give Act. I brought up the MIAC report. I brought up the DHS document. I sent all of those to her Facebook immediately after my show. I mean, I'm doing the best I can out here. If I was here to just preach to the choir, then I guess I wouldn't have her on as a guest, but that doesn't make much sense, does it?
No. And her first book, The Beauty Myth, that was a really good book. I encourage every woman to read that one.
Yeah, that is a really good book, actually. She does a lot of good work. She seems like a well-meaning person. I don't think she's controlled opposition. You know, again, we all have our blind spots, and I really enjoy Naomi, and I hope that she comes back on my program.
Okay, well, thank you for talking to me.
You got it. Thank you for the call. Let's jump to, who do we got next? I believe it's Noah in California. Noah, you're on the line. Yes, sir.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Hey, Jason, I'd just like to say thank you, first of all. And if Alex is there, just like to say thank you to him also.
All right, cool, man.
And I'd like to bring up two quick points.
Mm-hmm.
One is, I was on MySpace and going to the forums today
mm-hmm.
for the first time. And I posted a... go to Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com.
Mm-hmm.
And about 2 minutes, a few minutes later, I got banned automatically.
Yeah, dude, you get banned. Listen, they admit that they censor. We did stories about it probably over a year ago. It's about 18 months ago. They admit Infowars and Prison Planet are actually targeted. They say that we're not news sites. They say that we're propaganda or parody like The Onion. And they just block us, man. They do the same thing on Dig. There was a time about 3 or 4 years ago when we were dominating Dig, man, and Reddit and all that stuff. And we were on the top, you know, top of all that stuff. You know what they did? They started a berry brigade, and they just started censoring the hell out of us. Look, the guy who created, I want to say it's Dig, but I'm not sure. I wish I could pull it up. But he went to the Bohemian Grove with his dad or something. That's the guy, right? It's the Dig guy that went to the Bohemian Grove, right? He blogged about it on YouTube. He said, oh, I had a great time out there. And, you know, the Bohemian Grove... I mean, it's just unbelievable to me.
Yeah. All right, well, that's my first point. And my second point was, it's actually just this, paper I saw on New York Times came out today. It says, flu prompts shutdowns in Mexico and then, Texas. And it just caught my eye because those are two completely different countries. So,
what? They're acting like Texas is a part of Mexico or something. And
exactly,
Rick Perry's signing emergency orders. Oh, we're in a state of emergency in Texas. Bro, I'm in Texas. I haven't seen one person falling for the mask over the face tricks. Okay? I haven't seen one person. And supposedly, you know, people are all sick in San Antonio. Bro, I live 20 miles outside of Austin. Okay, I'm about 35 miles from San Antonio. Still haven't seen any masks. Still haven't seen any sick people. You know, it's bull. It's Johnny nonsense all over again.
These guys are saying they have 26 confirmed cases. That's what the New York Times is saying today. 26 confirmed cases in Texas. So, you know, they're going to try and move to California after that.
Yeah, well, you know what? I've heard some things about California where apparently they may be pulling people over, making them go to CDC facilities. I need to get some confirmation on that. But the fact that they quarantined a hotel in Hong Kong and 300 people are going to have to stay there for a week because one guy supposedly has this swine flu is out of control. It's tyrannical. It's a dictatorship. And if that comes to this country, I think there's going to be some big problems. That's why they want to disarm us. I thank you for the call, Noah. Let's jump to, you got it, brother. Let's go to Alex in Iowa. Alex, you're on the line. Yes, sir.
Hey, Jason.
How you doing, sir?
Pretty good. I just got a quick question for you. If the World Health Organization moves to a level six, how is this going to affect the small communities, as in a mass quarantine and stuff?
Well, the thing is, if they go to a level six, are they even going to do a mass quarantine, or are they going to just try to get people to take it voluntarily? If people don't take it voluntarily, are they going to do this mass quarantine? Are they going to invoke 13375? It is of my opinion that it would be an impossibility to take the entire country, and especially rural areas. I think that they're probably going to focus more on cities and their outlying neighborhoods, the urban areas that surround them. But that doesn't mean that they won't eventually get to you. And I really think that even if they go to level six at this point, which would worry me on another level, if this guy sends me documents like he says he's going to, and they're definitely going to go to level six after this weekend, that's the time to go to your country house and get your guns, man. That's all I can say. I don't know how they're going to have enough troops come home, you know, unless they're totally brainwashed and believe, you know, that this is the outbreak, and all of a sudden the National Guard's here, and they bring military in back from Iraq, and they bring NATO forces down, and they maybe even use the Mexican military. I don't know. I'm not going to sit here and, you know, act like I do or fearmonger. All I'm saying is they're openly admitting that they will do 13375, and the World Health Organization right here in this document says you have no individual human rights, people are going to die, and we're going to quarantine you. So just read the documents and be very, very wary of a level six, sir.
Sure, sure. What would you suggest? As in the sheriff's department around here, I know most of those guys are pretty good guys. Would they follow?
What you need to do is if those guys are really good guys and you know them, you need to print the article out of Bloomberg where Baxter, the people that are supposed to be making this vaccination, sent out live bird flu, two separate strains, and a live other type of flu in the vaccinations. You need to let them know they are trying to kill you. They're trying to kill your family. If he's a sheriff, he's an elected official, he's got to know some of the people. Listen, go talk to these people. Try to be very calm and collective. Come with the documents. Come with the World Health Organization document. It's all on InfoWars and Prison Planet, man. Spend about 1 to 2 hours there tomorrow with you and your printer. Make up a couple packets. Go down there and just explain to them what's going on. That's your best bet, friend. And hopefully, if it does come down to quarantining, they'll be in your house with you, armed, fighting by your side. I thank you for the call, Alex. Let's jump to Steve in Georgia. Steve, you're on the line. Okay, let's go to Artem in Montreal. Artem, you're on the line.
Hi, Alex.
How you doing? It's actually Jason, but continue.
Oh, hi, Jason. I'm sorry for mixing up the names. So,
it's all right.
So I really appreciate all the work you've been doing, but there's one thing that I disagree on with you and Alex, and it's the definition of the New World Order. Because what you're saying is basically that the New World Order is like a fixed group of individuals that can be stopped by essentially arresting them.
I disagree. I don't think that. In fact, in my next film, Invisible Empire, which is all about the New World Order, I'm going to show you what I think about the New World Order. And really, it's a mindset. It's a phrase. It's a terminology.
Exactly.
It's a goal. And what they do is they use these institutions. Like, I don't think everybody in the Council on Foreign Relations is bad. You know, I don't think everybody in the Council on Foreign Relations knows the big picture. But everybody on the Council on Foreign Relations is used in a compartmentalized way to push the agenda. It's the same thing. It's those upper echelons. I mean, the organizations I'm really going to be talking about in the film are the arms, the people, the think tanks out there. You know, the people like the Project for a New American Century, the people like the CFR, Club of Rome documents, the failed League of Nations, the United Nations. What this is a buildup, and it's a mindset, okay? H.G. Wells wrote about this over 100 years ago. Hitler wanted to unify Europe and then the world in a new world order. He discussed it in his private diaries. So again, is it a fixed group of people? There are certain people that are definitely heavily involved in this and I think could be charged. And those people, you know, let me name some names. David Rockefeller, he's always at the Bilder Group. There's a head. One of their policymakers is Henry Kissinger. This man needs to be arrested immediately. One of their go-to guy, capos, used to be Alan Greenspan. Now it's been the torch has been passed to Bernanke, but it is an ever-evolving organism. And but
exactly.
At the top, I agree with you. And at the top, what I really want to get, the point that I'm going to try to get across in this coming film, and I'm hoping to have it done by Christmas Eve to give to the world, is that not only is it an ever-changing organism, but their ultimate goal of a one-world government, they'll take any way they can get it, whether it's by consent or conquest. It doesn't matter to them. And then again, at the very top, these people are into the occult, and they're into do as thou wilt mentality. In other words, the ends justifies the means, and I'm the one who's going to create the ends for me.
So essentially, arresting the bankers is going to be a blow to the New World Order, but that's not sufficient
won't kill it.
To stop the New World Order.
Because
it's no coincidence that George Bush Sr., I don't think his middle name is W, but anyway.
It's Herbert Walker.
It's no coincidence that he said, quote unquote, it's an idea, a new world order.
It's not a group.
It is an idea. And the idea is essentially an idea of a paternalistic state that assures the success, quote unquote, assures the success of everyone by telling everyone what to do. It's this idea of humans playing God. I think it dates back to like the days of Adam, to the days of Adam, and like this whole idea of being godlike and ruling the universe.
Well, let me say this, Artem. You know, first of all, power corrupts, and absolute power corrupts absolutely.
On.
And people are always going to try to consolidate power. And the problem is that, as well-meaning as some of these people are, they don't understand that this means a mass culling of society. This means a slave race. The gods that rule us doesn't necessarily mean you'll be one of those gods. I thank you for the call. We're going to keep taking your calls in the final segment. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis. PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com.
So you want to stop smoking. Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier, tell them you don't want to pay for the product, you just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it. Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the Smoke-Free free trial offer is. Smoke-Free is a complete all-natural stop smoking system. And when you call today, they'll send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals and cravings and includes a 30-day supply of the Smoke-Free Capsules, a Guide to Living Smoke-Free book, an audio support program, capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules just in case you're worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with Smoke-Free. Call 1-800-426-6186 today. That's 1-800-426-6186. This is a limited time offer, so call 1-800-426-6186 now.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
the Obama deception, the people strike back.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Segment of the Info Warrior, and I'm just going to blast through as many calls as I can in this final segment. Brian in Florida, you're on the air.
Hey, Jason. Thanks for taking my call. And
you got it.
Again, of course, thanks for all your work. Listen, I sent something to Rob D. at the InfoWars the other day, and it's probably one of the craziest things I've ever sent to him, and I sent a lot of articles to Rob. But this one had to do with the recent nominee for the Secretary of the Navy. And this gentleman's name is Ray Mabus. And he's a CFR member, a RAND Corporation think tank member. And when I heard the name Mabus, I immediately thought of some old Nostradamus shows that I'd seen, like the old Nostradamus prophecies and stuff like
sure,
that.
Sure, all that stuff on the History Channel and the Discovery Channel?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Mabus is a name for the Antichrist, or it is often attributed to the Nostradamus quatrains about the Antichrist rising. And so when I heard this name mentioned as a possible nominee for the Secretary of the Navy, I just thought it very interesting. I'm not saying
but you know what? I'll say this. You know, that is interesting, but what I think is even more interesting is that Bush and Bush's juniors is their skull and bones names are Magog and Gog, and these are the people that are supposed to bring in the apocalypse. I mean, Magog. Go check out Magog and how they open, you know, Bush is openly proud of being Magog. I thank you for the call, Brian. Let's go to Chris in California. Chris, you're on the line.
And how are you doing tonight?
Good, man.
Hey, I just want to let you know that you know, we've been following the swine flu thing here in San Diego, and we saw an old old Nova episode that's on iTunes, and they actually talk about, you know, having the H1N1 virus and experimenting with it.
Yeah, I know which one you're talking about because we were going to play a clip of it the other day, and I thank you for the call. Basically, in 1918, the flu was dead, but they resurrected the flu. I can't remember what the doctor's name is. I think it starts with a T or something like that. Someone called into the show, and they resurrected the 1918 flu virus, and they've been messing with it ever since. It was dead. It was gone to the world, but they brought it back. Way to go, science. Yay, we did it again. All right, let's go to Tim in Texas. Tim, you're on the line.
Hey, Jason, a nice talking to you. Appreciate everything you and Alex do. I just wanted to agree with the caller earlier about impeachment proceedings. You know, we spent, like, what, $40 million to try to impeach Clinton over BJ?
Yeah.
And we can't even spend no money to try to impeach Bush for killing kids and
well, one congressman tried to do it. You know, I put it in my movie Fabled Enemies. The last three articles of impeachment out of 33, you know, only 33, after the man tried to impeach Cheney, Dennis Kucinich. Say what you will about the man, but he tried to bring it to a head. The media refused to report on it, and that way the people didn't know what to get behind, because we're a bunch of slovenly morons that just like to suck down our light beer and watch our sports, man. And that is too damn bad. I wish it were different. I wish we could impeach somebody. I wish we did have checks and balances. I wish this government was for and by the people like our forefathers designed. I wish my little heart was wrapped in the Constitution and Bill of Rights every day, but they're just tearing it up. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes. Check my blog out over the weekend. I'll probably put some Bobby Bloggins up there. We're going to have the rebroadcast up on the site soon. Thanks for joining me.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient, and today that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports, and they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.